It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Yep.
Hello.
Good morning.
And you went into that yep real quick.
Yep. Team Awesome Morning Party, happy Monday. And what is our final week until the new year?
Yeah. Christmas is just a little over a week away.
That's us. We're going on vacation.
Going on vacay.
That's not true. Dang it. Spoke too soon.
You did?
We'll be here on the 30th and 31st.
Oh, yeah.
We got two shows this year. Two more shows this year after this.
This week. What a bunch of lames. Our status on Facebook right now is, good morning. Team Awesome Morning Party starts now. Steve-O loves World of Warcraft.
Oh,
I wanted everybody to know.
Oh, man. I haven't played that game in years.
So why do you like it so much?
Oh, man. We were talking in the car, actually, about The Hobbit.
Yeah, we were.
I think that's why.
Hobbit.
Huh?
Hobbiton.
I was a dwarf.
He was a dwarf.
When I played
but
that game.
But you're not a dwarf.
Years
now.
Ago. I'm not, no.
You're not. Don't let anybody tell you
full
that.
Full size man.
Don't let Mitch tell you that.
I really did. And I think it was because of The Hobbit. How can I claim that that's my favorite book when I haven't seen the second movie yet?
You need to claim that the Bible is your favorite book.
The Hobbit is my favorite work of fiction. Better?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yes.
It is Monday morning. It is December 16th. And, yeah.
Woo. Guys.
Lobos played this last weekend.
Lobos played yesterday. What's the hit the sports thing? Let's talk about this.
Oh, sports. It's been a weekend of sports.
Man, the Cowboys just lost yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a crazy game.
Yeah. They were up by 23 at the half.
Wow.
Biggest comeback in franchise history for the Green Bay Packers.
Ever.
Yeah.
And I walked in towards the end.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But where had I been, you ask yourself? Well, Celeste's friend Ashley is babysitting Panda.
Yep.
While we're gone.
Yep.
Because I cannot imagine a cat in the house with just Chrissy and me and Dawn not there doing damage control.
Yeah.
Literal damage control.
Yeah. Dude, damage control yesterday, you like got sliced open.
Yeah, I got sliced up because Panda hates that little
cat carrier.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Pet taxi.
I'm going to get a bigger one.
Yeah.
I think when you said that, I was like, she probably just hates being in this tiny space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a huge one, and then you just open the door and turn it this way, and then you just grab their feet and just kind of dump them in. And
get
then
in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I dropped Panda off at this place after literally getting just sliced and diced by
yeah.
her claw. Like, she was, here's the thing, her little gate, the little gate in the kitty carrier, taxi, whatever, is metal, and it's going into the plastic, like, lining around it. Like, you have to pull the levers down and then open the metal gate.
Yeah.
Panda was attacking the lock mechanism, like a velociraptor. She was, like, attacking it from the other side. She was sticking her claws through there and then biting it and going the whole time. And if you've ever had a cat, you know that she was upset. And then I was, like, holding the thing, and yeah. she reached her claw out when I wasn't looking and scratched my wrist. She went, trying to kill me straight up. She hated it. And I was like, you need to quit being a jerk, Panda. I might have used other words. I was really mad. And I was in danger. I was in danger. Anyway, I dropped her off. And Celeste's wonderful friend Ashley is
yeah.
taking care of her. And we owe her giant gratitude.
Giant gratitude.
I said a debt of gratitude. And probably some money. So, once we get home, we'll see if Panda still... Because she has other cats.
Yeah.
She has two big, like... more grown-up cats. Panda's still a kitten.
Yeah.
But I think that'll work in Panda's favor, because Dawn said she looked up something about how older cats are more accepting of, like, little. Plus, I think Panda could probably just run circles around those other cats.
Right, because when you get old, you're lazy.
There's the one cat, though, she has a boy cat and a girl cat. The girl cat hated Panda instantly. Like, cat fight. They didn't fight. I don't know if they fought. They could have fought.
Yeah.
I kept kind of waiting for a message from Ashley, like, hey, I'm at the vet. could you come over and real quick? Just no problem. Because I just knew I was going to like. I even told her, like, I really hope Panda doesn't kill one of your cats.
Oh, my gosh.
Or vice versa. And she's like, well, me too. And I was like, well, see ya. No, really thankful, though, that she's going to take care of her.
Yeah.
And I got really sad yesterday when I got home and the Cowboys lost, and I didn't care about that. Because I was like, whoa, Green Bay, what a comeback. They don't even need that Aaron Rodgers man. They don't need him. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, they need him.
Then I went in the room to get my stuff, and I almost went, Pan? And then I was like, oh, she's not here.
Man, you're not going to see me for just as long as you're not going to see that stupid cat.
I can call you on the phone.
Oh, that's true.
I can't call Panda on the phone. All I can
do
is get
FaceTime in.
I can get updates from Ashley.
Yeah.
How's Panda doing? It's cool. She killed one of my cats. Nah, she won't.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. So it's going to be good. The reason we're leaving Panda behind and the reason we're playing this song is because today I'm going to Disney World.
I know. Gosh, you jerk.
That's part of the reason I'm not sad.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm about
You're
to
going
be.
To Disney
I'm
World.
About to get transported to a dream world of magic.
For Christmas.
There's going to be decorations. There's going to be lights. There's going to be wonderful weather. Highs in the 70s and 80s and lows
packing
in the 50s.
And I was just like, man, this isn't
like,
even cool.
Steve-O, I have too many tank tops. How many pair of shorts should I take? Where are my flip-flops?
We were looking at the weather app, and it was just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but joke's on me, because right after I get out of this wonderful weather, I have to fly to Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
To play a show with House Heroes and Reliant K, and it's going to be frozen tundra.
Yeah.
So I also had to pack a few super winter clothes. Super winter.
I don't feel sorry for you.
Don't.
I don't.
But envy me.
Nah.
Yes.
I'm taking a week off, and I'm just going to sit on the couch.
Envy me.
Nah. Sounds like a lot of work. Maybe a little.
There it is.
If Ethan were still in there, I'd be more envious.
I know. Well, Matt Hoops is there.
Hoops is there.
Thiessen is there.
Yeah.
And the bass player is cool, and I can't remember his name. And I can't remember the drummer's name either. Dang it. The bass player was in Love Drug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's where he came from.
So, HOH and Reliant K playing in Ohio, huh?
Gonna be exciting.
And really cold.
Very cold.
But that's okay.
But we're playing at this great place called Scully's Music Diner. It's a really cool, like, venue.
Diner? Yeah. Is it, like, old school, like Alice?
No.
And there's just a random stage?
No.
Dude, speaking of the Foo Fighters.
Yes, gosh.
We saw a crazy video of the Foo Fighters who decided that they wanted to solidify themselves as the raddest rock band
in the
universe. The
coolest rock band ever made.
They pretty much played a pizza joint.
They played a pizza. It was called Rock and Roll Pizza.
And it wasn't like a fake pizza joint with an awesome venue attached to it. It was straight up just like a little Pizza Hut type
It was
place.
Like where Waverly would have played coming through town. It was crappy. Straight up. PA up like two like this here in the studio.
Yeah.
It was like the same kind of PA they had.
Not even like, because you know at Solomon's Porch they have that stage for artists to play.
Right.
And not even that good.
Not even a stage, really.
It
was
nothing.
Tiny.
And the Foo Fighters last week played this place.
Ugh. We saw a video of them playing, and it was like, man, when you're a band like that, you can play in a tiny little room with a really crappy sound system.
Yeah.
And still sound incredible.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did.
They did, and it was amazing. So we found the video and had to check that one out. All right, it is Monday.
It is Monday.
This is your final show.
Until the end of time.
Until the end of the year.
Time.
So it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff planned for today.
I hope so.
I'm looking forward. It's Monday, so of course Mad Lib Monday coming up.
Oh.
We got
Wait, can we skip that?
No.
Well, it's the last time I'll ever be here.
No.
If there's ever a show where it's my last show ever and it's a Monday, I'm not doing Mad Lib
Monday.
No,
I'm making you.
I'm going to get the mic and go, I'm out.
You can't even do that. They're attached.
I'll figure out. Unscrew this part.
That would be hilarious. It'd take about 7 minutes. But
you'll hear me go, I'm out. Hang on.
Oh, man. Coming up at 6:45, we got birthdays for you. If you would like to get a birthday shout-out in.
Birthdays.
Studio at mystaticradio.com.
Aw. Hey, you got some feedback from World of Warcraft stuff.
Yeah.
Brian says, really? Because he doesn't play it anymore, this face. Victor says, good, awesome morning party. Fernando, good morning. It's all about the Minecraft.
Oh, man.
Tell me, what is Minecraft? Is that Warcraft?
I thought it was M-I-N-E, like Minecraft.
I did, too. I don't know what he's talking
Mindcraft.
About. Uh-oh. We got a gamer's dispute.
I don't even know. My boys have never played Minecraft, and they talk about it all the time. And I'm like, hey, you've never played that game. Stop it.
So be quiet.
I remember when I was on the bus and pretended like I got Super Mario Brothers 2 the first day also.
But I
you don't
didn't.
Have to. You don't have to lie. You can still be cool without playing Minecraft,
and then
I promise you.
We all found out later that Super Mario 2 was just some other game dressed in Mario's clothes.
Yeah.
Weird. Do you remember that? Weirdest game ever.
It was definitely a departure.
Everybody was like,
what is this? Why is that mouse throwing bombs at me?
What is that plant doing? I remember.
Birthday's coming up. Get them in. Studio at mystaticradio.com. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
It's breaking news to me. Oogle McDougal McGiddy. How y'all doing today? We gonna talk about breaking news.
I won't do that. It's just over a week till Christmas.
That's right.
Just over a week till Christmas. If you were planning to get me a present and you can't drop it off today, then you can drop it off at the station anytime this week, and I will get it when I get back. Make sure that you mark said present, Mateo, so no one takes it, because there are some thieves up in here. One is named Steve-O, and he's right here. He's here. He can hear me. He can hear me. Scientists are warning that the universe will collapse. There will be an incursion of all the other Earths and all the other parallel universe.
Yeah,
and then Captain America and Iron Man and Thor from Earth 24, because it's real there, will have to stop it. But then they'll be enemies of our Earth, and since they're heroes, they'll be able to destroy this world.
Yep.
Their Earth will live.
Yeah.
Crazy, gosh. Huh? You never knew that I was an idiot. New York police say the parents of a 23-month-old forced their child to smoke pot.
Ugh.
Quality parenting in New York there.
Ooh. Oh, man.
They got arrested.
Good.
Yeah. A new study published its findings of who Americans think will continue to remain famous centuries after their death. Not surprisingly, who's number one?
Jesus.
JC's up in this house. He's number one. Abraham Lincoln came in fifth. I don't know who came in second, third, or fourth.
Okay.
An 11-year-old Ohio boy, who was shopping with his grandmother, was arrested for domestic violence after he punched her for not buying him a certain toy. It's good. It's a good world that we live in. A drunk woman in Mansfield, New Jersey, was taken into custody after she followed the neighborhood postal worker on his route and then attacked him.
What?
That's what happens when you don't drop off your gifts. And you don't mark them with your person's name.
I got a gift yesterday.
You did?
On a Sunday.
From whom?
From the post office. Like a U.S. Postal Service guy came and rang my doorbell. And then I saw him leaving in the Postal Service truck. And it was like, how did I get this on a Sunday? I thought mail didn't happen on Sundays.
I did too.
It was weird.
What deal have you made with the Illuminati?
Right! Freaky.
You are in the Illuminati.
I'm just saying.
The Hobbit is the number one movie at the weekend box office.
Nicely done, The Hobbit.
It's over $200 million so far, like,
gosh,
worldwide. Katie Couric's new salary has been made public. She'll get $6 million a year from Yahoo for basically part-time work. Which, to me, I say, what's up, so what, Katie? That's chump change for this part-time man. That's nothing. I get paid and dollar bills.
Whatever. We were freaking out. Who was it that we found out got paid? Like
Jack White's salary.
Oh, that's right.
Jack White's salary got published because he's in a. He went through a divorce with his, I guess, ex-wife now.
Yeah.
She made like 30-something thousand a month.
Right.
And then you found out Jack White made 62,000 a month.
Yeah.
A month.
Yeah.
And I said to that, I was like, that dude owns Nashville. Straight up. He's like, Third Man Records is the best place in the world to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a mecca, if you will.
That's where they want to go.
It's where they want to go and
get discovered.
They look to Jack White and say, hey, discover me.
Make me famous.
Listen to this music. Listen to this.
And like, he's like, I heard it.
He's like, that's not music. And they're like, but I thought that was the point. And then he's like, no. You have to make good music. Do you like good music? Yeah, yeah. And then they're like, what's that? And he's like, get out. Get out of here. Idiot. And then Don sees him at this pizza place.
Really?
Yeah, Don saw Jack White at this tiny little pizza place over by where our first apartment was in Nashville. Just a little hole called Mama Mia's.
Mama Mia!
Just over there. By a gas station. By Mapco. Mapco's a gas station back east. Just a little Italian place. She walked in and there he was, sitting in the corner. She didn't know what to do. So she just freaked out and texted me about it. And this was back in the days of the BlackBerry before we all had iPhones.
So he could hear her texting about him.
He could probably hear little BlackBerries just going off there. He was like, good Lord, I can't go in. I can't even go to Mama Mia's by the Mapco on Harding. All right, let me find this story that you wanted me to read, because it's about to get real creepy up in here.
Yeah.
Okay. Ugh. All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
Guys, this is not for the faint of heart.
No, it's not.
So prepare yourselves, because it is 6:37 in the morning.
It's just a science.
It's the best time for you to hear this story, because there's just no real... I mean, I guess really the best time would be if you were completely inebriated and you couldn't remember it. But hopefully that's not your case right now, because it's 6:37.
Or ever.
Yeah. A Colombian woman who went to a hospital in Bogota complaining of stomach pains got the surprise of her life when doctors saw an X-ray and discovered a 40-year-old calcified fetus or lithopadian inside of her 82-year-old body.
No!
Lithopadian, also known as stone baby. Not stoned baby like the one in New York.
Yeah.
This is stone baby. Is a very rare syndrome that happens when the fetus grows inside the uterus and inside the abdomen. If the fetus becomes so large that it cannot be absorbed back into the body, it mummifies with a layer of calcium, protecting the mother's body from the dead tissue of the baby. Usually the woman has no idea a calcified fetus is inside of her.
Gosh.
The Colombian woman will now undergo surgery so that the fetus can be removed. Two things. Number one, number two, the human body is incredible.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Like, this, your body calcifies this thing so the dead tissue can't hurt you from the inside. Seriously. It makes me think about when Panda just scratched the daylights out of me yesterday. Like, within hours, there were, you know, it was scabbing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, healing. Healing factor. I've got one. You've got one. It's pretty neat. Pretty neat. And this story is pretty crazy.
I just immediately thought of the idol from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's what the doctor... Okay. Fast forward to the emergency surgery. Lady has to come to America where we all think we're funnier than we actually are. So, the doctor's standing over the lady. And he's like, all right, I got to get this thing out. And he pulls out a bean bag. And he's like, I got to get this calcified fetus out of this 82-year-old woman's body before her body shuts down. Where's my fedora? Whoop. He puts it on. And then he's got like a little Asian kid over in the corner going, no, Dr. Jones, no! And he's like, shut up! Not now! And then the blonde nurse lady introduces a snake into the equation. He goes, snakes. Why'd it have to be snakes? Boom! And he punches her. Because in the 80s, the guys would hit the girls and everybody just thought it was funny. Nobody understands why. But anyway, what he does is he goes, and then he, whoop, swap. Little does he know, though, right before they start sewing her back up. Number one, he's left a beanbag in that woman. Number two, a giant boulder comes out of nowhere. Whoop, crushes everybody. The end.
Oh, man.
That's called... Oh, no.
What?
I was going to say, that's Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Womb.
God.
That's not a good one, though. It needs to rhyme.
Like, it'll come to us.
We'll get it later.
Yeah.
Last Crusade.
Oh, in the Temple of Womb!
Ah, high five.
It was so easy!
So close. Somebody was in their car just screaming that. No, Matt! No! You're ruining it! It was so good! Indiana Jones in the Temple of Womb. Good call, Steve-O. I feel like we've done our best today.
We got to end on a high note, so that's it for us.
We're out. We're going on vacation. We're too funny for you people.
Music for 3.5 hours.
That's
enjoy.
All you get. And then Mitch will be here for midday. You can listen to her.
Oh, man.
Hey, check. Let's go to a different story. Play the Superman music.
Oh!
Check this out. This is pretty crazy. A 23-month-old boy fell from a second-floor window in Italy last week. But fortunately for him... I take this back. Maybe you should have played Mario. You have Mario in there? Please play Mario. Please. Just do it. Not Nike. Just do it Nike. Is it not in there? There's got to be. Fortunately for the 23-month-year-old boy, Luigi Barbanera was passing by at the exact right moment. Barbanera, former plumber, no, I'm kidding, current penitentiary officer, saw the toddler leaning over the ledge and quickly positioned himself underneath. Neighbors and passersby contacted police, tried to tell the boy to stay on the ledge, but he eventually fell and was caught by Luigi. Both were knocked to the ground, but amazingly, Barbanera's body cushioned the tot's fall, and neither was injured. The boy's mother had left him sleeping for a few minutes while she hung up laundry.
Oh.
It's a good thing Luigi was there. Where was Mario? He was off with the princess.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh, this is Toad's origin story. This is where Toad came from. That's what this is. Luigi takes this kid in because the kid obviously rejects his mom, who's like...
Oh, yes!
Yes! And so he goes, they warp to a different world.
Right. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep. And he never gets any bigger than he is, but he somehow becomes part of the other world, and they put a mushroom on his head.
And he talks like
and
that.
And he's Toad. He's always jumping up and down. Everybody's like, gosh, Toad! But then Mario Kart comes out, Mario Kart 64,
oh,
and
yes.
You realize, whoa, Toad's the best one in the city level.
Toad was pretty cool. He's alright.
He was my favorite.
He was so obnoxious.
I loved him.
I'm a Luigi guy.
No.
I'm a fan of Luigi.
Do you want to know what this season's most coveted gift is?
Ooh, I do.
What time is it? We got time for this, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Once considered the go-to gift for the lazy last-minute shopper, this gift has made a comeback. According to a recent holiday survey sponsored by Discover, 30% of Americans are hoping to find this gift under their tree.
PS4.
And 36% of Americans plan to give it to somebody. This is something that I wanted.
A tablet.
Making it this season's favorite item
this
to give and
receive. This is what you wanted this?
This is one of my favorite gifts. And some people hate it. We talked about it the other day.
Socks.
The gift card.
Ah.
The gift card has made a huge comeback. What's he doing?
He was trying to do that. He did that. And I'm like, underwear? I don't know.
Warp zone. Yeah. The gift card is making a huge comeback.
Wow.
36% of people are giving them out, and 30% of people want to receive them. I'm all about it. I've been telling the Albuquerque area for literally a month now. Bring me your gift cards.
I obviously have not been paying attention, because I knew that.
Bring me your gift cards. Friends! Kirkians!
Yes.
You guys! Bring me your gift cards. Lend them to me, and I'll spend them and not give them back.
Yeah.
Finally, A Michigan couple is to end their holiday display with more than 100,000 lights.
Gosh, it just seems like a lot to me. We plugged in a Christmas tree and
it's like,
we got the P&M bill this week, and it was like $6 more than it was last month.
I know you're watching that.
Hey! Hey!
Yeah.
Christmas tree costs us $6!
When it comes to the P&M bill, this guy's like the NSA. He's like, what? What? What?
What could have caused this, guys? Huh?
And then Jack and Luke are standing there going, oh.
Did you guys leave the Wii on?
No.
Again?
No.
$6!
And then I'm standing in the back raising my hand. I left the lamp on. I was scared.
Oh.
I was scared at night. And I left the lamp on. I will gladly pay at least a quarter of that money to you.
I'm not that dad, am I?
No.
I kind of am.
Speaking of the NSA.
Yeah.
The top NSA official offers Snowden, the guy, Edward Snowden, the spy, he's offered him the hope of amnesty. Now, we know about amnesty because we watched the season finale of Homeland last night.
Yes.
Woo! I'm not saying anything else.
We also know about spies because we spent an evening at the spy house this last weekend.
Oh, I went to the spy house!
Had no idea this place even existed. But apparently
it was really cool.
In the, what is it, the 60s?
No, it was maybe so. It was
during
whenever
the Cold War?
It was during the Cold War. And it was the way that the Russians got.
They were trading secrets here in Albuquerque. A dude worked for Sandia Labs and
or something.
Was working for the Russians and traded secrets to the Russians in Jello boxes.
In this quiet little house.
How do we know that?
On High Street.
Because we were in the house.
We were in the house, and they have little newspaper clippings everywhere.
Everywhere.
And that was a creepy house. I'll be honest. It was a basement.
Yeah, dude.
And it was creepy.
It really was.
I took a picture.
Yeah.
I posted it. I was like, I'm in a haunted house.
Our friend Rita took a picture of me next to the spy because we have the same haircut.
Same haircut.
So.
This guy and that guy.
Yeah.
Well, yours is probably longer here.
Yeah.
On the side there.
Yeah.
And his was. Because back then, you know, long hair was for hippies.
Yeah. And he couldn't stand out in the crowd.
Nope.
He's a spy.
He had to look exactly like everybody else.
Blend
and you know what?
In.
It's time, speaking of spies.
Yeah.
For birthdays.
Ooh, it is 6:45. It is Monday. It's time for birthdays. Good morning, Stever.
Morning.
Stever, did you know that in Epcot, where I'll be in a day, there's a little band that plays, and they're a Beatles cover band, and they are awesome.
Yeah?
Yes, they look and sound just like them.
Huh. Nice. Very nice.
And I'll be listening to them.
I'll be here.
They say it's your birthday.
Yeah.
It's the 50th day of 2013.
Yeah?
Lobos lost.
Oh, we didn't just lose, man. That second half was miserable.
Well, you know, you got to hand it to Kansas's coach. They went into the locker room and they said, all right, here's what you need to do. And they did.
Yeah.
But now we've got some good insight as far as what we need to do before the NCAA tournament.
What's that?
Not lose, not let our defense fall apart in the second half.
That's solid advice.
I feel like that happens every game.
Come on, Lobos.
Tomorrow night, Lobos.
Oh, they're going to win tomorrow.
My kids are depending on you.
They're depending on you.
They will win tomorrow.
Who are they? They're playing
the Aggies. We beat them in Cruces. So,
I saw the football game
with
you guys in the Aggies.
Yeah.
And it was,
we're just all around better right now.
All right, there's only 15 days remaining in this year. Do we have any birthdays from listeners?
Let me see. Let me check.
Checking the magical thing known as email.
Email? Let's see
nothing.
Here.
Nothing.
I got nothing, Stever. Nothing.
We got something. From the Mindy Project and Gossip Girl.
Mindy Kaling.
Amanda Seton.
Oh, no. Nope.
No idea.
29. Oh.
27.
28.
Oh.
Guys do it every time.
Well,
30% of the time.
Oh, today's my cousin's birthday. Happy birthday, Candace. She doesn't listen.
It's Anna Popplewell's birthday.
Who?
Anna Popplewell.
Is this baby Jessica?
No.
Popplewell.
What is this music?
She was Susan in the Narnia films.
Ah.
Okay, Susan was the older girl.
Yeah, yep. Lucy was the little one that was like,
oh, look at my face.
Yeah.
Susan is
25.
27.
She is 25.
Yeah!
You got one.
I got one.
He got one from Narnie. He got one of them Narnie girls. They always living up in a wardrobe. It's pretty cool. It's like magic. Magical.
Yep.
Why does that song just feel so tired? Breaking
it
Bad.
It is Bryan Cranston, Aaron Paul.
Stop, you're not going to get it.
Why not?
It's like a grip. It's
Dean Norris.
From Gilmore Girls, Gossip Girl, Gravity, and she played Jane in Breaking Bad.
Gravity!
Oh, Jane.
Kristen Ritter.
Which one was Jane?
Jane was
Jesse's girlfriend.
Jesse's girlfriend, yeah. Man. Yep.
Yeah.
She lived over off Silver.
She did. We've driven by there a couple times.
We did. Yeah. Okay, let's see here.
29.
33.
32.
Ah!
Nice try there,
you're
Mateo.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you guys have ever watched this show. Because it's
60
like
60 minutes?
Adults watch it.
This is where I get all my news.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not.
I'm Mike Wallace.
Is it Mike Wallace's birthday?
No, listen. Listen.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
There you go.
Leslie Stahl?
Leslie Stahl celebrating a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Leslie.
64.
60.
72.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
man.
It would have been great if she was 60.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. You guys are too young to remember Hill Street Blues.
Maybe.
This TV producer, writer, did NYPD Blue, Hill Street Blues, Raising the Bar, and his name is Stephen Bochco.
Oh, Raising the Bar is Mark. That was Mark Paul Gosselaar's thing.
All right.
What?
Yeah, from Saved by the Bell. Let me double check that. Okay.
Stephen Bochco.
He
celebrating
is.
Celebrating a birthday.
62.
65.
He is 70.
Oh.
Okay, Raising the Bar.
Yeah.
It's about bringing up a baby bar.
Okay.
Yep, Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Wait, I know this.
From Miss Congeniality, The Cleaner, and Law and Order.
Law and Order.
It's not SVU, though.
Miss Congeniality. Who was in Miss Congeniality?
He played the FBI agent.
Oh! Oh, I don't know his name.
Wasn't
Benjamin Bratt.
Oh. Oh, yeah, Benjamin Bratt. He was also in other stuff.
Yep.
Oh, he's in Private Practice. That's when Chrissy quit watching.
Yawn, never seen it. Ain't enough.
How old
action.
Do you think that dude is?
He's deceptively older, I'm willing to bet.
Yes.
He had, like, gray in his goatee.
48.
Oh, see, that's not... I was going to say older. Deceptively
say
older. 51.
50. Okay.
So close.
So close.
Big
is happening.
Circa 1985.
We are the best shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you.
Is it Jim We're McMahon's so birthday?
Nope.
Is it Ditka's birthday?
Nope.
Is it the Fridge's birthday?
Yep. Yep.
Boom!
Who?
William Perry, the refrigerator.
The refrigerator, also known as the Fridge. He was on G.I. Joe.
Nice.
Oh, sweetness.
That sounds like Matt rapping.
That is me rapping. How'd you know?
That
Who told
is Walter Payton.
Oh, sweetness.
That's sweetness,
this
man.
This is football players rapping.
Yes. That was,
is Bo in this? Bo Jackson?
No, he did not play for the 1985 Chicago Bears.
But Bo knows rapping. Bo also knows bows.
Yeah.
He can tie a bow on a Christmas present.
Oh. So how old do you think the Fridge is?
Oh, man. You don't remember him? He had football grenades on G.I. Joe.
He was a lineman, a defensive lineman, who they actually let carry the ball into the end zone on occasion.
Yep. I think I had his little G.I. Joe action
player.
Because I remember a football grenade.
Yeah, football grenade. Yeah.
That's funny. How old do you think he is? I'm going to go off what you said.
Nobody messing okay, in my neighborhood. Fine. Now I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle. I'm gonna say 59.
Super Bowl shuffling shuffle.
Down, yeah.
They're shuffling on down doing it for me.
Yeah.
61.
51.
Oh,
wow.
Deceptively only, young,
only,
Fridge.
Yeah, only 51.
Wow.
He must be a General Electric.
So he was like 20 for the Super Bowl?
Okay.
Dude, the football players, they're all so young. They've done so
but
much.
But 20?
They have... Hobbit.
Elijah Wood. Well, we got to figure out...
Orlando Bloom!
Is this the Hobbit or is this... So I'm going to... Okay, Ian McKellen, Viggo Mortensen...
Thorin Oakenwood.
Oakenshield.
Oakensword.
He's got...
Gandalf.
I already said that. Billy Boyd. Dominic Moynihan.
Bilbo Baggins.
Miranda Otto is celebrating her birthday today.
It's a woman.
Who?
Miranda. Eowyn.
Eowyn.
Okay. Yes.
Eowyn. There was a Christian artist named Eowyn.
If
she was
as terrible. If that wasn't confusing enough, because there was like Eowyn and Arwen, and it was like, wait,
it's a fantasy novel. Of course, it's confusing.
I never learned their names.
Oh, okay,
I just the identify
blonde
them
in the second and third. It's
she was the king's daughter.
Yes, niece, rider of Rohan's.
I thought
and
that
wanted
was,
to fight.
Oh, yes. Oh, she's the one that
falls
she
in
loved.
Love. Yes,
yeah. But he could not. His no, heart was already
because he was
given.
Already with Eowyn.
He had to,
wait. Not Eowyn. Eowyn. Eowyn.
I'm confused.
Yes,
I thought Eowyn
exactly.
was Liv Tyler.
Exactly.
That's I just call them by their names. It was, and this girl, her name was Blonde Lady.
Eowyn.
Miranda Otto is celebrating her birthday today from the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Blonde Lady. For those of you who are like me, Blonde Lady. Oh, man. 45.
39.
She's 46.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Dang, dude.
Yeah,
stuck
you lose.
With yours.
Stevie, let's me and you go play volleyball.
Nice.
Is it actually ZZ Top or is this a Duck Dynasty character?
Oh.
Well, because anytime I hear ZZ Top,
hey,
sadly.
Is it Willie's beard? Man, that Duck Dynasty, man, I'll tell you what, they know about it, man.
It's one of the best guitar players in the world. Good. Celebrating a birthday today.
Michael J.
Michael
Fox.
Top. He's a member of
ZZ Top's guitar player. Is that it?
Billy Gibbons.
Got it. I nailed it. I got this. How old? He looked old in the 80s and 90s.
I know, right?
66.
And Matt, you know the last name of the drummer, right? The guy without a beard?
Nope.
Beard.
Perfect. Hey, Don has texted me and said, Arwen was Liv Tyler, dummies.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Eowyn, Arwen, Eowyn. Eowyn, Arwen.
Billy.
Billy Gibbons is 59.
I said 66.
He's 64.
Ugh.
He's 64.
Hi, well, Don.
We are to dates.
She says you're stupid.
On this date in what year the Boston Tea Party took place as American colonists boarded a British ship and dumped more than 300 chests of tea overboard
Jack would know.
To protest tea taxes.
Man, my son would know. Can I get a... phone
nope.
friend?
Nope.
I called Jack.
A lifeline.
He was just talking about this week because I was playing Assassin's Creed, which is set during the Revolutionary War, and I was at the Boston Harbor, and he starts going off.
Oh, this is right before blah, blah, this blah, is, yeah. blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I have
1775. 1771.
73.
Dang it.
Gosh.
Man.
Well, we were close.
You guys should have called Jack.
We should have. He would have told us.
He would have said, you don't know Jack.
You don't.
And we would have said, but you're Jack. And he said, you don't know me.
All right. So on this date in what year? The last recorded eruption of Mount Fuji in Japan occurred.
Gosh.
This is Jimmy Buffett's volcano, in case you're wondering.
I'm
sure the Japanese people love this. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. 19. I feel like if it blew up.
Dude, If it blew up, we wouldn't have Japan right now.
But I mean, right.
So think about that. It had to be at least 1980-something.
So good at this, Matt.
I know. I just, it's not hard for me. I'm super smart.
1897.
Oh, man.
I just made up
anything. I say, like, 16-something.
Or 1707.
Dang it.
Yep.
Mount Fuji.
There you go.
When I think of Mount Fuji, all I think of is sushi.
Wait.
On this date,
Handel's Messiah.
In what year, composer Ludwig von Beethoven was born in Bonn, Germany?
Wow.
Dang it.
Jack would know.
That's Ode to Joy, by the way.
Ode to Joy.
Whatever.
Ode to Joy.
It sounds or the fifth. Similar. You guys know the fifth.
Yeah, this
I've never heard
easier.
This. What? Feels familiar.
Isn't that commercial where the mom's trying to clean and they're like.
No, I've never seen a TV before. I don't know.
Beethoven.
This is the music they played when Dawn walked down the aisle.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Just kidding, Dawn. I'm sorry.
What year was Beethoven?
This was 1544.
Ah, yes. I remember it like it was yesteryear. In the year of our Lord,
1770.
Yep.
Yes.
You mean to tell me when the Revolutionary War was going on, they were like, hey, hear that new Beethoven?
No, because he was only 6 years old during the signing of the Declaration of Independence. All right, so today...
That makes sense.
...is Chocolate-Covered Anything Day.
All right.
That is all.
That's it? What? Hang on a second. That can't be it. That's it. It's Chocolate-Covered Anything Day. That's all right. It is.
It's a perfect day, then. I'm down with that, except I hate chocolate.
You don't hate chocolate. You are lying to people.
We got to take a quick break. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, your favorite segment of the week.
Traffic?
No, well, that too.
Well, got it.
I was thinking more along the lines of a little segment
traffic,
we do
traffic.
Called
Traffic.
Monday.
Traffic.
It's on the way.
Our traffic today is going to go out to our boy Jason Smithel.
Yeah.
He loves traffic.
Every 10 minutes,
buddy.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
Ow!
Static.
Traffic every 10 minutes. Right now, nothing's going on. Construction, I-25 in Paseo. Be careful out there at the end.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvert campus.
Also dedicated to Jason Smithel.
Phone number's 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Our dear friend Jason this weekend, we were hanging out with him, and he said, man, I love listening to your show, but I always have to change it because I care about traffic. You guys never do traffic.
So today we're dedicated to doing traffic every 10 minutes.
Or 8.
We're not going to do it every 10 minutes.
Or
we'll probably,
6.
We'll probably forget.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Because we're not driving. We're not out there. We're not in your spot.
Dedicated to the 15 and 45 for traffic.
Yes.
Twice an hour.
There it is.
We can't promise any more than that.
I mean, we can pretty much just... we can all assume there's going to be accidents. And it's cold.
There you go.
Don't text and drive.
Exactly. All right. We just may have to do more traffic today.
We're gonna do good.
I found a list. It's the alphabet of the obsolete. Question of the day. What are some everyday inventions and products that have recently become obsolete?
I guessed the landline.
Which is L.
That is it.
That's actually on the alphabet.
Booyah.
Let's see. Number one.
Dust jacket.
Or A. Nope. A is for antenna.
Oh.
I don't know if I agree with B.
Cars still have antennas, though.
Yeah. Exactly.
Huh.
Tell me whether or not you can
maybe
agree or disagree.
Maybe it's a TV antenna.
Oh, maybe.
But you can get those digital antennas.
Truth.
And you can pick up digital signals without cable.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Tell us what you believe has recently become obsolete. Or you can disagree with some of the... I kind of disagree. B?
Yeah.
Is for bookstore.
Oh, man, that makes me sad.
I know.
I love going in Barnes & Noble.
I love
going... That's not obsolete.
Yeah.
That's. I only say that one specifically because that's the only
the
one.
Ones, yeah, because everything else has gone under. Yeah, we were just at Parchments.
Yep.
Every time we go in every morning to get breakfast from Sopo. We always wander, go look at books.
Yep.
There's no obsolete. I disagree. C is for cursive.
Yes, obsolete, and that makes me really sad because it was hard learning cursive. You're a little kid, and you're like, man, I got the whole alphabet. I'm spelling words. I can read. What is this? Oh, this is called cursive. This is like how adults write things.
Chrissy would disagree. I think APS, I believe, is bringing it back.
Bringing it back, babies.
Because there was something about it, like your brain, something,
yeah.
Something. We were at an event this weekend. There were a few people that were writing in cursive, and I couldn't read it.
And it was beautiful.
It was.
You couldn't read
it. It looked amazing. I was like, what, Shakespeare was here?
I like that. What happened with me is I developed this cursive Sanskrit like hybrid.
Ooh.
You know, so some of the letters run together cursively, and then it's like, but then my T's still look like I'm in third grade. It's pretty exciting.
It's an alphabet of the obsolete. Tell us maybe a recent invention or a product that has recently become obsolete. D is for dictionary.
Oh.
I don't think the dictionary is obsolete, though.
Well, dictionary.com.
We don't have definitions.
Obsolete. I mean, people still haven't figured out adverb.
That's true. E is for encyclopedia.
Yes, that is obsolete. It's called Google. It's called the internet.
Yeah.
It's called Wikipedia, the world's most trusted source of everything.
Here's what makes me sad. F is for film. Remember back in the day, you used to have to go to like a little convenience store
or
something.
Kiddos will never know that.
Get your photos processed, and you never knew if they were going to turn out right.
They weren't an Instagram when I was a kid. They wasn't instant. Nothing is instant about
it. I remember when it was like the 1 hour photo. You were like, what?
Yeah.
I can get it today?
Only instant thing about photography when I was a kid is the instant headache I got. Because I knew it was going to take like months. I see in pictures. Yep.
Man, that was like half of the fun, though, of going on vacation as a kid with your family was like the 2 weeks later when you sat down with the family and went over the photos.
Or
that was a good photo.
You go on a trip and then you're digging through your stuff when you're moving and you find a camera.
Yeah.
And you're like,
ooh,
this was never developed.
Let's go develop this film.
And then you don't, but you don't because you throw it away because you're like, who knows what's on this? I better get rid of this.
Sadly, on the alphabet of the obsolete, G is for grammar.
Grandma.
That's sadly true.
I guess that make me stupid, ain't it?
Yep.
I don't think any of us has truly mastered plural and singular, pronouns, I guess.
Oh, just wait. In 9 minutes when we do
Mad Lib Monday. It's just so funny to go read. Because grammar, you truly see like the American grasp of grammar when you go on the internet.
Yeah.
And everybody, they're talking about like plural things, like more than one thing. And they always say is every time.
Yeah.
It's like, man, blah, blah, blah. Man, the monkeys and the lions and the giraffes is all up in that zoo. And every time I'm just like, R, man, A-R-E. But then the sad thing is when you go see like some of my friends in Mississippi and they're saying, that ain't, our favorite thing is family time. But instead of our, like O-U-R, it's A-R-E. Ours is.
I got to bust some people here. We've been getting Christmas cards. And I'm not going to call out my friends who have actually cared enough to get us Christmas cards, but we've been getting a bunch of Christmas cards that say the Jeters apostrophe S.
Yep. It is.
And maybe they mean it's the
this
Jeters
is your card. This is your card. That's what it means.
But I don't think that's what they're going
okay,
for.
Okay. Lost art form for real.
Yeah.
The plural possessive form.
Okay.
Ready? And this, and I don't know if it's completely disappeared, because I feel like no one does this.
Yeah.
But I know this is correct. It's like, say if you were talking about your family something, like the Jeter's
house. Jeter's crest.
It would be J-E-T-E-R-S apostrophe.
Yeah.
Not Jeter's. Because I feel like, you know, that's how people say it. And then it's like all of a sudden people are like, well, I guess that's how I'm supposed to spell it. So it's like J-E-T-E-R-S apostrophe S. Jeter's. It's the Jeter's. That's what it is. Let's go to the Jeter's house. And then you're just like, man, come on. Just go back. But see, here's the thing. I'm terrible at math.
Yeah.
And not great at science. English and like reading comprehension, that was my thing. ACT, I missed one on the reading comprehension.
Nicely done.
One. Math, who knows? It brought my whole score down. Because really, this is me in the ACT. English, boom! Reading, boom! Science? No, wait, science was, it was English and then math. Math part, I'm going, oh my gosh. Come on, who cares? I'm never going to use this. Who cares? Just complaining the whole time.
Which is great, because really, you only use the English language.
I use a calculator all day long.
Yeah.
And then, reading. Boom! Reading comprehension. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Then it's science reasoning. Let's talk about the science reasoning part of the ACT real quick. And who, was it Corey that took? Okay, I'm sure he'll agree with me, unless he loves science. I don't want to know or ever have to know the pH level of any type of soil, ever. I'm not a farmer.
Yeah, but what if you never know?
No, exactly.
What if the zombie apocalypse
and I never will
happens?
Know. Yeah, what am I going to do? Oh my gosh, it's a zombie apocalypse. What is the pH level of this soil?
Well, it's so that you can grow crops, because if it's not the correct, you don't have time to just go to Home Depot and buy new plants. You got to grow your own crops at this point.
I can't wait. Because while you're figuring out the pH level of the soil, I'm going to be on the run, getting guns, setting up a beachhead around a Lowe's. I'm going to go to an abandoned Lowe's. I'm going to get on the roof. And you're going to be down there trying to test the pH level of the soil and get eaten by zombies. And I'm going to look at you. I'm going to say, there's your pH level. Looks like the pH level had a high Z factor. Z for zombie. And that didn't take no math. Grammar. That's why I missed one.
Oh, man.
Double negative.
Seven zombies plus one Steve-O equals dead!
Dead! 40-year-old fetus and an 82-year-old woman. We learned about it in breaking news. Hey, let's do some traffic. Do it. Every 10 minutes, people.
Every 10 minutes this hour, dedicated to our friend Jason, who
Jason's
complained
Smithel.
That we don't do traffic enough.
Let's see. So much is going on out there. Everything is green and wonderful.
It's the exact same as it was 10 minutes
Road
ago.
Road construction, I-25 and Paseo. Be careful. That's it for traffic. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Yep.
And it's right over there, and they have coffee stuff.
And your ACTs.
4001 Osuna Boulevard here on the Calvary campus. Their phone number is 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10-11-12. Give them a call.
Oh, man. It is Mad Lib Monday. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm worried about it because it is...
We've been talking about grammar and we hyped it up.
It's December 16th.
Yeah.
Kids are getting out of school. Some are already out.
Maybe they
People
can school
like
me.
People are like finals week. So here's my question.
Yeah.
Do we put a timer on it, and if we don't get anything,
we'll
move on?
Do you hear that, people?
It's happening.
This is the test of Mad Lib Monday.
This is it. This is it.
The
it's the
reckoning.
Last one. Last one this year.
Yes.
Last one this year.
Small victories.
Just another
Mad Lib Monday.
Last one of the year.
Maybe better nothing someday.
Nobody really cares. People only like because they're used to it and they don't want to take it away.
I never have to run.
Even though it's really lame.
Mad Lib Monday.
Hatred. That's what I feel.
Phone lines are already open.
Better
505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning, you ridiculously wonderful men. How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Wooly.
How did you know that I was ridiculously wonderful?
Because I can see you on the webcam. Y'all got posted up here.
Hey-o.
Just talking about other things. Y'all are looking funny and ridiculously wonderful.
Hey!
Very attractive. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Amazing.
I've got a phone number here.
That's the dial a carol. We'll have to do that again.
We're gonna
at some
do that
point.
Again.
What do y'all need?
I need a plural noun.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's what I want.
Okay. TNMTs.
Perfect. Did you put an apostrophe?
Apostrophe.
It's not possessive.
I'm just kidding.
Thank All you, right. Wooly.
Thanks, Wooly.
Hey, y'all have a good one. Peace.
You too, man. Static.
Harold?
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, my name is King Chong Chong.
Wow. Oh, I thought your name was racist.
Oh, no, I'm no racist. I come from China land.
I bet.
You fat American.
Yeah.
Just because they say all you can eat buffet does not mean you eat all of it.
You're digging
your
own grave,
you need white rice, not fried rice.
Keep on going.
I needed an adjective. Can I put racist?
Yeah.
Okay. Static.
Hello.
Hey.
How do I follow that?
Good luck, friend.
No, it's pretty easy, actually.
Okay.
No, wait, you don't right. follow that, because he was leading you down a path of destruction.
Exactly.
Okay.
I need a plural noun.
How about interceptions, Cowboys?
Oh! Booyah!
I'm going to put Tony Romo interceptions.
Perfect.
There we go.
Is there a new term for
All
that?
Right. No.
Romoceptions?
Romoceptions. That sounds, I don't know.
Romoceptuals.
There you
no,
go.
No, no,
no.
No? Now we're digging the grave. Now I have to go sit down.
Oh, static.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Who is this, RJ?
Yes.
RJ!
Yep.
Are you getting ready for Christmas?
Yes.
What do you want?
Yes, I am.
What's your number one thing you want?
Wii U.
Okay.
I was about to say, don't you say iPad, RJ.
Yeah.
Don't you say that.
Don't you do it.
I'm glad you want a Wii U.
Yeah.
It's a fun gaming system.
Hey, RJ, can I get an adjective?
Okay. Delicious.
Delicious. Perfect. Thank you, RJ.
Thanks, RJ.
Thank you.
Hope Merry
you get
Christmas.
That Wii U.
Yeah, hope he gets it.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Matteo, I have a question. Why do you not like the Model of Mondays?
It's stupid. Just like me.
But no, you're amazing, and you make me giggle with the laughter and the such and whatnot.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
Okay, so what kind of word do you need?
I need an adjective.
Not to give. Yeah, work.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Yay. Hey, guys. I have another question.
Okay.
What is your daddy? And who does it? No. I ruined it.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
I don't even. Oh.
It's from Kindergarten Cop.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
I can't do it either.
505-338-3700. What was the adjective? How do you spell that?
Just say buff. Because he was doing Arnold.
And his buff.
Buff.
Okay. Static.
Yay! What do I get?
You don't get anything. You get to tell us a word.
A noun.
Taxidermist.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks.
Taxidermist.
Do you guys think if Panda ever dies, I should get her taxidermy?
No. No.
Oh my gosh.
No.
If Panda ever dies, taxidermied, and I'm giving it to Chrissy.
There you go.
May right. Panda never die.
Yeah, no kidding. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm putting the next one was person in room. I'm putting Panda. I'm putting Panda, even
All
though
right.
she's not with us. Static.
Hey.
Hey.
What you need?
Hey, girl, hey.
That's exactly what my old coworker used to say.
I'm your old coworker.
Really?
Yep.
You're not a girl, though.
I know. It was a disguise. Fooled you.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
I need a celebrity.
Ooh. Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Bye. Static. Okay.
That's the best one.
505.
Dial tone. Do you need a noun? Dial tone.
I need a place, which is weird.
Bathroom.
Okay. Can I put Disney World since
yes,
that's where you're
Disney
going?
Yes, Disney World! Disney World!
You're leaving on a jet plane today. You will be at Disney World.
I will tonight.
Tonight.
This very eve.
Excited for you. Static!
Okay. Come on! Just give us a second. We were talking to ourselves.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday.
I'm about to start the timer.
No!
You have 25 seconds.
It's been
seconds.
Good. 1, 2, 3.
Timer, you have 25 seconds.
We only need
seconds.
8.
1, 2, go.
We only need 8 more.
Okay. What do you do?
Hello.
What do you guys need?
I need a part of the body.
Wow. You want to give that option to me? Of all people, really. The Lord has a sense of humor. Oh,
hey,
part of the body. Oh, epidermis.
Epidermis, girl.
Yep. There you go.
Your epidermis is showing. Be careful.
Thanks, buddy.
Static.
Hey, I'm watching you.
Good. That's what we want. That's why we put the camera up.
Isn't that creepy? I'm half a mile away and I can see you.
You're playing into our hand.
Yep.
You guys, it's sad that this is the last Madeline Monday because, as you know, English is my second language.
Yes.
And I'm trying to learn the whole adjective, noun, and pronoun and all that because y'all's language is layered. And
it's layered like an onion.
Yep.
And the only time I can learn is when the kids are, you know, calling because they know the right stuff.
I want you to know something. You have still not justified this thing to me. I don't care if people are learning. It's horrible.
Right?
I need a type of liquid.
A type of liquid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeesh.
What's that? Metal liquid mercury or whatever?
There you go. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. All
right. Thanks, Hans.
You're welcome. No, bye. Later.
I need another name. It says name of person in room.
Put Celeste.
Celeste. Okay. Static!
Hey!
Hey!
This is Tim. How's it going?
Hey, Tim. We're doing well. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. What do you need this morning?
I need an article of clothing, plural.
article of clothing? Okay. Jodhpurs. How about that?
What is that?
They're special riding pants.
Special?
That stick out on the sides. You ever seen that?
Oh, like from the 40s?
Yeah, right about then.
How do you spell
we can go
that?
With something else if you
no,
want.
No, I'm
no,
actually
that's
putting,
cool.
I'm actually putting special riding pants.
That's perfect. That's
so there you go. Makes it more hilarious.
You could make it special training pants, and that could take it to a different level, but right.
I like you.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
You're welcome.
All
later.
Right, later. Static.
Hi.
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 Sorry.
I need a relative.
Uncle.
A what?
Uncle.
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 Okay. That works out. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Static. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I need a piece of furniture.
Bed.
Bed. Good call.
Perfect.
Hey, good call on the bed.
Yeah, that was a good one. Thanks for the call.
Hi, Steve-o.
Bye. That was sweet.
That kid just
gosh,
said bye
that
to
was
you.
So sweet.
Bye, Steve-o.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. We need two more.
Just dose.
That's it.
That's all
we're
need.
We're so close to wrapping this bad boy up.
That's all we need, people.
Mad Lib Monday. We need your help.
Who's going to help us? So close, you're just getting canceled.
Oh!
Especially now that that happened.
505-338-3700.
Look at this. Evolution of the Batman symbol.
Oh, that's so cool!
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Okay, please do. Static!
So, how many more?
I need a verb ending in ing.
Verb ing. Okay, that's like an action word, right?
Yep.
Why is it when you're on the spot you can't think of anything?
What
wow.
What about
You can do it.
Dying.
What?
Dying. We're all dying.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, why not? Static.
Hi.
Hi, little kid. I was going to say child. Kid.
I need an adjective.
Thick.
Big. Perfect. Okay, perfect.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Wait, why do they say love you to you? They don't
because
say...
kids love me.
Oh, man.
I'm a parent.
Apparently.
Ah, okay. You ready? You want to do this
whatever.
One?
I'll do it.
This is called Campfire Stories.
What if I just changed all the words and I just put whatever I wanted
to?
Oh,
it'd be terrible.
And it made perfect sense.
No! Wow, the phone lines are still jammed.
Well.
Sorry, we got all the words.
It was always fun to chop up some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and use them to build a racist campfire. Then you go to junior high and everybody beats you up. I'm just kidding. Then you get all of the Tony Romo interceptions to sit around the fire and tell scary stories. And it's the same story every time. You can tell about Ichabod Crane, the delicious school teacher of Sleepy Hollow, and his buff adventures with the headless taxidermist. Or you can tell The Fall of the House of Barbara Walters, which was written by Edgar Allan Panda. Or you could tell about vampires from Disney World, like the terrible Count Celeste, who bit people on the epidermis and drank their mercury. This is how she's lived so long. Seriously, how does a ginger person live in the Albuquerque area?
I'm just saying.
This is how.
That's how.
She bites people on the skin and drinks their mercury.
Right.
High mercury levels out here, probably because of the atomic bomb testing back in the 40s.
Boom. Literally.
I'm just saying. By this time, many of the young campers will start shaking in their special riding pants and will begin yelling for their uncle and go hide under the bed. Believe me, when it comes to dying a bunch of kids, that's great.
With colors?
There's nothing like a real big ghost story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, you gotta admit, that was fun.
I will admit that I enjoyed the Barbara Walters, Fall of the House of Barbara Walters.
It's pretty good.
I enjoyed that.
It was pretty good.
Also, the dig on
Can't
Celeste.
Complain. Also, it's 7:40, which means we got to take another look at traffic.
Let's go.
Traffic.
Again, traffic is dedicated to our friend Jason Smithel.
Yep.
Who requested that we do traffic every 10 minutes.
Because he says he has to change over to other stations. We don't want him to do that.
So,
we're taking care of it.
We're
going to
keep doing traffic just over and over and over.
Every 10 minutes.
And what do you know? Right now, nothing's going on.
It's the exact same as it was 10 minutes ago and the 10 minutes previous.
There's a bit of congestion on Paseo leading up to that construction that's at the I-25 intersection.
Well, he lives on Central and Tramway area.
All right, let's,
so
let's zoom in then here on Central. Central and Tramway.
Nothing going on over there, Jason.
Nope. Looks like you're good, friend.
Yep.
Looks like you're good. All right. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Hey.
Hey.
Maybe you're a local business owner.
I'd love for you to get involved with this.
And you want to sponsor traffic.
Why not?
We need some help.
Hey, maybe you want to sponsor our morning show.
Oh, that's right.
That would be even better.
We need some morning sponsors. We're a listener-supported station. If you think this is the best station in the nation.
Huh? Best station in the nation. Then quit procrastination. Send us your money. Make a donation. Static radio. It's got good vibrations. I'm out!
Continue with the alphabet of the obsolete. We found a list of obsolete inventions or everyday household items. Share your list. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Hey, we can try. Between the trees.
Good morning. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Go!
Talking about the alphabet of the obscure.
Go!
Things that were invented that winner now.
I dropped my pick.
Now
go. Dang it.
Oh, man. Yep. Just before the 8 o'clock hour, welcome to Team Awesome Morning
Party. Yeah, how you doing, guys?
I found the alphabet of the obscure. It's a list of everyday inventions and or products that have recently become obsolete. You can chime in, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah, let me put that out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Give us your thoughts.
Question of the day?
What are some everyday inventions?
What about, yeah.
And/or products?
Everyday inventions, appliances, product, appliance. How do you spell appliance? I got it. And/or products that you... I'm sorry, everyone. I got derailed.
That have recently become obsolete. I got an alphabet of the obsolete right here.
Gosh, I can't even spell anymore.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We are in a solid mood today.
Yeah, it smells solid.
Is it because you're leaving for Disney World today?
I don't know what's going on with you, man. Hey, what's going on with you? Okay, anyway, we posted to Facebook. We posted a question. We have posed the question by posting it on Facebook.
That's right.
Question of the day, what are some everyday inventions, appliances, and or products that have recently become obsolete?
That's right. Alphabet of the obsolete. Here you go. A is for antenna. B is for bookstore. C is for cursive. D is for dictionary. E is for encyclopedia.
What is F for?
For film.
Film.
We went there.
G.
Grammar.
H.
You're not going to have to use one of these. H is for hotel key.
I knew it was going to be a helicopter.
No. Yeah, we still need those.
Helicopters haven't been cool since Airwolf. Debate me.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, now, well, you still use a key, albeit an electronic key.
Yeah, electronic, like a key card.
They mean like an actual key?
Oh, is that what they mean?
I don't know, like a turn, like actual key, hotel key?
I don't know.
Because nowadays you just...
I will say this,
that thing makes me crazy.
In Europe, you get keys.
Really?
Yes, you get like keys. And then you're like, oh no, what if I lose this thing?
Right. You can't just give me the little electronic
thing? Just give me the card, Europe. And they're like, no, and your plugs aren't going to work here.
Man, I don't like those little things that you have to stick in the door, though, because you have to... It's like, okay, put this in for 2 seconds.
Oh, and then, yeah.
You have to... If you pull... Yeah. Okay, pull it out. Now turn the... No, it's red. It's turned... I don't...
Dude, there is nothing worse. Nothing worse than when you drive overnight, you get to a hotel, you're in a van, everybody smells horrible. Everybody's so tired. You're the most worn out because you've been driving. You go into the hotel naturally... No matter what happened, no matter what promoter set up the room, it's not in the system. So then you're either having to text people, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, calling people, and then inevitably they're like, oh, here it is. It was under something else. Of course it was under something else. Anyway, and it's always like, yeah, we put the hotel rooms under your name. Cool. They're not under your name.
Right.
They're under somebody else's name. And then they find the reservation, and it's like under the other person's name. And then they go, oh, okay, yeah, here it says under your name. Got it. And you're just like, who are you?
To their benefit, even your Siri can't pronounce your name correctly because of your accent.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
But usually when it's just Matt Lott, you'd think somebody would get it. Anyway, and then you go through all that trouble. You finally get your hotel keys. You go to the room. And the card doesn't work every time.
I love it.
It goes swipe.
Red.
Nope, swipe.
Red. Maybe it's upside swipe. Down. Maybe you gotta.
Yeah.
Swipe. Red.
Wait, put it in there and leave it for a second and then swipe.
Red. That's like when you're trying to get gas at like 2 a.m. and it's like card read error. Try again.
Card read error. Card decline. Come inside.
Oh.
Come inside. No.
Static.
Hey, guys. Hey. So on the topic of hotel keys, actually, the electronic keys are becoming a thing of the past as well. Because
what?
Now through Disney World, you can order these things called magic bands. You have to order them like within, like, I think 90 days before your trip.
Yeah.
But it has your pass key, it has your credit card, it has your hotel key, it has everything, and it's just a wristband that you wear, and everybody in your family gets them, and then when you need to get into the hotel, you just scan your little wristband, and you get in.
What's it called?
The Mark of the Beast.
It's called the Magic Band.
Yeah, the Mark of the Beast.
Magic Band is a great code name for Mark of the
Mark
Beast.
Beast.
Oh,
Magic Band.
I'm going to email
Mark
a conspiracy
Beast.
People.
It doesn't work very well right now. They're still bugging it out.
Of course it doesn't.
It's going to be a thing.
Can you buy and sell with it?
Yeah, you can actually, you can put your credit card on there, and then you can use it when you're purchasing things in the park or purchasing things through any of the Disney affiliated
they have
companies
and
whatnot.
It's a wristband. When do they come up with the headband that you put on your forehead?
I think that's next year, you know?
Cool.
Right.
That's
the fanny pack is the year after that.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. The fanny pack wasn't mentioned in Revelation, but it could have been. So I'm gonna go look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Dude. The Mark of the Beast.
If anybody's got the Mark of the Beast, it's Panda. She's got a microchip inside of her.
This is true. This is true. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, something that's obsolete and then a question.
Okay.
Yes.
Rotary dial telephone.
Oh, but they're so wonderful. It's like it's a commitment every time you make a phone call.
I know.
And if you've got kids, Steve-O, you can never find a rotary dial telephone, see if they know how to use it. Because years ago, one of my kids, we were at someone's house that had a rotary dial phone, and we were trying to have him dial our number, and he didn't know what in the world to do. It was hilarious.
We actually have my mom and dad used to collect antiques. And so I inherited a bunch of, like, random crap.
Yeah.
And one of them being a really old telephone that hangs on the wall that you, like, turn. Ching, 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 ching.
Oh,
like
cool.
You see in the old movie. Hello. Cool. Yes. Hello. Operator. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
So
connect me to New York.
I have one of those. You can't do anything with it because, obviously, it's a completely different system now. But, yeah. It doesn't even have any buttons, so
no
it was
buttons.
Like trying to explain to them.
It's got a crank.
The
on
idea
it.
That you used to crank it, and there would be like an operator.
And then you used to like get an operator. Those
exactly.
are kind of obsolete, also.
Yeah.
Connect me to the Tragedy Hotel.
Yeah.
Is that today Monday?
Yes, ma'am.
What happened to Mad Libs?
What happened to you? Because we already did it.
Yeah, we did it at 7:30.
Oh, okay, good.
We do it
you
at
7:30.
No,
we're going to in the new year.
What
just
happened
until January comes around?
I thought that's why you guys were in such a good mood because you decided not to do it anymore. And I was going to say, no, you got to do them because the little kids in the car learn things as they're going.
I can't believe
you're going to have to podcast it because it was so successful. People, it was slammed the whole time. So we got taken care of in like 5 minutes.
It's because we've started timing it. We're like, hey, if you guys don't call within this amount of time, we're not doing it anymore.
People all of a sudden cared a lot about Mad Libs today.
Good news. All right. Have a great day.
You
bye.
Too. Keeping us accountable. I like that.
Mad countable.
Accountability.
Accountability.
Just list. Before 8, we got to take a quick break. Here's the deal. We have the alphabet of the obsolete. These are items that have become obsolete in recent years. We got A through H so far. We'll come back. We'll do the rest of the alphabet.
Hang on. Let's take a look at traffic.
Oh, snap. We got to take a quick look at traffic.
We better hurry.
All right.
Traffic. The reason I want to do a quick look at traffic is because there's been an accident at Eubank Boulevard South and I-40.
Oh.
This happened at 7:54 a.m., so a mere 6 minutes ago.
All right.
Seven, actually. Be careful. Also, lots of congestion on this little road and this little road. Ellison Drive, close to Coors, lots of congestion, and it's getting congested 40 East. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by our friend Jason, who is bugging us to do traffic more often than just twice an
and
hour.
And he better be awake right now, because if he's not, then he'll never hear this, and it won't be funny.
Quick break, right back with the alphabet of the obsolete. You can get your suggestions in facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Dad.
Okay, up and at him.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Traffic. Welcome to another season of Traffic, brought to you by Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Yeah, I remember that show.
I don't. We still have the accident at, what is this, Eubank? Yes, Eubank Boulevard South and I-40. Two left lanes are blocked. This happened a little bit before 8 o'clock, so it's going to be getting, it looks like it's starting to get pretty congested around there. Also, 40 eastbound before you get to the Big I, in between, what is this, Unser? In between Unser and the Big I, lots of congestion. We have the road construction, I-25 and Paseo, and then congestion where Coors and Ellison meet up towards Rio Rancho. That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Traffic also brought to you by our friend Jason, who is the Baroness of Cool. Ness. I think I got something mixed up there.
Found a list of the alphabet of the obsolete. These are inventions, everyday products that have recently become obsolete. You don't use them anymore. That's it. That's all.
I know.
Huh.
D, deodorant. Obsolete. Who needs it? Who needs it?
I do and you do.
No, I don't, man.
Yeah,
no. Hey! Hey!
You're about to go somewhere sticky and, like, moist.
You don't
moist.
Talk about this on the air with people. If I got a stinky problem, you tell me off the air.
I'm just saying, you're going to Disney World.
Hang on, I've received a text. Okay. Somebody saw Celeste's new haircut.
Yep.
Celeste had her hair brown. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a supporter. I'm a
not
fan.
Obsolete hair dye.
If this was if life had a like button, I would click the like button right now for her hair.
There you go. It does look good.
It looks
it's
good.
It's totally different.
It's brown. She
thought
looks
it was a
like
different
she
human.
Did at the zombie party.
Oh yeah.
You remember that?
Boom.
She came in and it was like who? Because we were all on stage and Celeste got there a little late and walked on stage. We all were like,
who is Security?
Security, come get this brown head. Is that Celeste?
Alphabet of the obsolete. A is for antenna. B is for bookstore. Come on. Parchments.
Bookstore.
We have a bookstore on campus.
Our bookstore is not obsolete. It's really cool.
We frequent that every day.
Yeah, we do. We go over there and look at stuff.
C is for cursive. D is for dictionary. E is for encyclopedia. F is for film. G is for grammar. H is for hotel key. That's where we ended.
Man, you know what's sad?
Huh?
When you're a kid and you learn how to spell encyclopedia, it's like achievement.
Yeah.
It's like getting to the first level of Mario.
Yeah.
Or the first castle on the first level. And now kids aren't going to be like, they're going to be like, an encyclopedia was an old series of books. That
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah,
it
blah.
Was like Wikipedia, except you couldn't add stuff to it regularly.
And it was mostly factual.
Yeah.
What is truth? What is truth?
All right, Pontius Pilate.
We don't need it. We've got Wikipedia. We can have opinions on the truth. We don't need
man.
The truth. We just need opinions.
Yep.
And we all know my opinion is the most valuable because it's mine.
You ready?
That's the truth, and that's all.
Alphabet of the obsolete, we're up to I. I don't know, man. I is for ink?
I was going to say it's for first-generation iPhone because that thing was clicky. No, wait. iPod. iPod!
Is that really obsolete?
First-generation iPod is.
I had a first-generation with the little wheel. Yeah.
Yep.
Ink. You think ink is really becoming obsolete?
I hope not.
Yeah. Man. How are we going to write?
Well, the cool thing is it'll become like a lost art, you know? Like
writing.
I mean, even now, like...
Using your words?
Calligraphy.
Yeah.
You know, like that's how people were, like, trained to do calligraphy.
Yeah.
And like,
with your quill and pen.
Yes. With,
your
and like, the upper class. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like a... It was an everyday thing for them.
Yeah.
And then it fell away. And now it's like an art form. So eventually, and this is weird, but writing will become an art form. Weird. Because, hang on, let me,
You be okay?
I'm typing.
Okay.
I got like 60 guam on this thing, man. That's gross words a minute. Hang on. Backspace. Shift. Okay.
Oh, man.
Just upped it to 65 guam.
On the alphabet of obsolete.
Star Wars? Harrison Ford. J.J. Abrams.
J is for Jar Jar?
Okay.
I don't understand.
They're saying that Jar Jar is obsolete because he's not a worthy co-star thing anymore.
But how is... Maybe... Okay. These are like modern-day inventions or everyday products. How is Jar Jar, unless Jar Jar means something else entirely that I'm not aware of?
It does.
Jar Jar. Unless I just accidentally...
Hang on. Let me, I'm going to consult the encyclopedia. We have a set of encyclopedias in here because me and Steve-O are old school.
Yeah, I just Googled Jar Jar, and the only thing that came up...
Burn the encyclopedia, Celeste.
The only thing I came up was with Jar Jar Binks.
Binks. Binks, stupid movie character. Did you mind Jar Jar? I didn't mind him. He was stupid, but I didn't mind him.
I super minded him.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you're one of those people.
I am one of those people.
Get out of this mode, man.
I'm one of those people that forgot when I was a little kid I loved the Ewoks.
Exactly.
But exactly. I don't care because the Ewoks at least didn't talk like an idiot.
Yeah, but do you think when...
Ugh.
I don't know. This could be starting a major argument.
The tongue thing and all that. and the big guy, ooh, la, la, like that. Oh, your whole Gungan system is stupid.
I can speak.
Ugh. It's terrible.
Speak, stupid monster.
It was terrible.
That's what I would have said.
So that's why I don't understand Jar Jar on this list of... things that are becoming obsolete, he was never relevant. Yeah.
Game, set, match.
Alphabet of the obsolete. K is for Nobix? K-N-O-B-X. Nobix.
All right, looking that up. Hang on. It's not in the encyclopedia.
Obviously, it's become obsolete.
Nobix?
No I-X. Just N-O-B-B. N-O-B. Gosh, I can't talk.
Spell it.
K-N-O-B-X. New kids. Wait.
New Kids on the Blocks? No, it's not even in the... What
it's
is this?
Not even in there!
Is
maybe...
Is it a band?
Let's go out
it's
on a limb.
It's a band.
Let's go out on a limb.
Yeah.
And assume that there's a typo and it's just knobs. Like doorknobs.
That's exactly what happened. Where did it go?
It's right there.
Yeah.
That's got to be a typo.
See? If he would have learned how to write and spell, this wouldn't have happened.
On the list, alphabet of the obsolete, L is for landline.
Yep.
I don't know anybody who owns a landline.
Somebody, we were at somebody's,
Jake's. At Jake's house, they had a landline. I was freaking out.
The phone
out.
Rang and everybody went,
what is
whoa,
that?
Whoa, offended. Is there an alarm going off? Is that the fire alarm?
Can somebody put their phone on silent?
Is this a
please?
Tornado warning?
We're trying to hang out. Whose cell phone is interrupting our hang time?
Everybody's looking at their cell phone going, it's not mine. Mine's on silent.
I don't understand.
And then Jake's like, that's a landline. This is my normal voice. Dolby Digital.
Landlines. Seriously, if you still have a landline, we want to talk to you. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Call in.
It's costing you money every month to have.
Hey, before we continue, we've got some Facebook feedback.
All right.
Facebook feedback. But before we do that, let's look at some traffic.
Absolutely.
Traffic. 10 minutes from the last time we did it. It's not loading. See, and this is another reason why we don't do it so much. It's because this computer won't load. I started this 10 minutes ago, and it's still, I feel like I'm back on the internet. All right. We got an accident at Golf, and Sunset occurred at 8:18 just a few minutes ago. Wow, so many accidents happen when you actually look at traffic.
Yeah.
And then we had the accident at Eubank and 40. Two left lanes are blocked. Construction, I-25 and Paseo, and a lot of congestion. It's your morning commute. Take it easy. Don't text and drive. And don't road rage out there. Calm down. It's just your commute. You should have planned better. It's your fault.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Now.
Yes.
I just received a text.
Yes. Why are you playing my girl?
From the lovely Shauna Pointer, who is
Hey Shauna.
Wife of
Hey
our friend Jake.
Hey Shauna, you're my best friend.
Crazy home line interrupted us and freaked us out.
Yeah, what'd she say?
That's their business line. They own a business.
Yeah, right. Excuses.
They have to fax stuff because people are still old school and use fax machines.
Ridiculous. That should be for F.
And
fax
so,
machine.
Yeah. What was F? Film.
Film. That doesn't make sense. Okay, you remember on Back to the Future Part 2?
Yeah.
And it's 2015?
Yeah.
and it they get the faxes, you know? It's the faxes are coming out of the laundry machine.
Yeah. I do remember
that. Didn't happen at all.
That didn't happen.
If that's how things were, we would, like, every tree would be gone if we were faxing that much. Thank the Lord for the internet.
However, there were some things from Back to the Future 2 I would have liked to have had, like the hoverboard.
Hoverboard.
The self-tying shoelaces. Like the shoes, remember?
Your jacket is now dry.
Oh, that was awesome!
Yeah, that was cool.
It was great!
Dying.
I had all the sunglasses. Remember from like Pizza Hut or somewhere? They had like the sunglasses, like the yellow ones with the big old lid.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Oh, so great. So great!
Hover conversion for your car? Only 999-999-99.
Phone lines are jammed.
Let's hear it.
Static.
Oh, yeah, real jammed.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
So, I don't have a landline, but my dad does.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does he have a cell phone?
I do.
Does he?
Does he, though?
He does. Weird. Actually, my mom did it when she was alive, but she never used it.
Yeah.
My mom was like the person who was always at home, so she was always answering the phone.
Right.
Now, there's 5 adults living in that house, and the only one who answers the phone when he's around is my dad.
Well, that's nice of him.
Everybody else, because everybody sends their bills to the landline.
The landline. I'll tell you, something I like about the Southwest is how people just unrelentingly hold out those vowel sounds. It's like the landline. My dad. And then he called me on the landline. It's better than me, though.
I didn't know that about it.
You know me. My voice is slower than molasses. Seriously.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for revealing that knowledge to me, because I am a New Mexican.
Yeah. I guess we need to pay attention.
Hey, have you been listening to our traffic reports?
They're pretty good.
Do you want to hear another one?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Traffic.
We're doing traffic. Why not up it every 2 minutes, man? Let's see what's going on. We got an accident at Eubank Boulevard South and I-40. 2 left lanes are blocked. Got another accident at Goff and Sunset. Happened at 8:18. And then we have construction 925 Paseo. Be careful, that's all.
Traffic brought to you by our friends at Solomon's Porch. 4,100. Jason! Anyways, we are talking about...
So much traffic.
Alphabet of the obsolete. Some obsolete inventions that you've recently realized, hey, I don't need this anymore. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hey!
Hey!
The landline is good for one thing.
What's that?
It's constantly just junk calls, and they're always called during dinner, so it becomes a game. Everybody guesses who it is.
That's fun.
When people called, like, what I got to towards the end of the landline in our home,
right.
What I would do is when people would call, I would just try to talk to them. And I figured this out, and maybe it's just a Christian thing, but the fastest way to get people to quit calling you or to get them to hang up on you is to start witnessing to them.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, as soon as they call, and they're like, hey, I was wondering if you would be interested in extending your service with Comcast, blah, blah, blah. And you go, let me ask you something. If you died tonight and you were standing before God and he said, why should I let you into my heaven, what would you say? And they're like, they go, click. Sorry, go ahead.
One of the things I did was I was taking some Russian classes in college, so I spoke Russian the whole time.
See, that's good.
They didn't know what to do.
That's a great one. Oh, I love those. Back when, thanks for the call, back when Jack was a little guy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Brody is obsessed with the phone.
He loves it.
So back in the day when Jack was like that age, we still had a landline. I would just pass it off to Jack.
Hello?
So I would answer, hello? Okay, it's for you. And I would just give it to Jack and just walk away. And it was amazing because he'd always, it was almost like a game to see how long he would keep them on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Hi.
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 Hi. And that's like the only word he knew. Hi. Would you be interested in extending your cable service? We can now offer the Sunday ticket for blah, 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 blah. Hi. Did you say yes?
Hi.
Is that a no?
Hi.
Static.
So my parent is Steven.
What up?
Hey, I don't know if anybody's already said this, but how about MP3 players? Because, I mean, everybody just uses their phone now, and there's, you know, all these other Pandora and all that other good stuff.
Question for you, sir. What type of file is your phone playing?
What type of file?
Yeah. When you listen to a song on your phone, what type of file is that?
It's a trick question.
Well, I mean...
It's an MP3!
But you know what I mean? Like, those little things that you could just, like, connect to the USB port, and then you would download.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. I hear you.
Guess what? I love you.
I love you too, Mateo.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
You're awesome.
You too, Steven.
Hey.
Stevnia.
It's Esteban.
I call him Stevnia.
Yeah, Stevnia.
Oh.
It's an affectionate thing. It's cool. Just friendship. What? Just friendship at a weird level. You know about it.
Yep. He's tater tot, so.
That is a whole different level.
It is.
Welcome to our world.
Pretty special.
There you go.
We'll get to kissing one day.
He's gone. That was it. That was it for him.
We lost him.
Static!
Hey, guys. Morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey, so, you know, I don't really think that things get obsolete because there's always a use. Like, have you seen the second Taken movie?
Nope. I am not.
Obsolete.
Well, the guy's got a wristwatch, and everyone's like, oh, wristwatches are obsolete. Now we just use our phone. But because of the ticking of the watch, he was able to know where he was, even though he was being, like, captured, and he had a bag over his head. Oh. And, like, swords are obsolete, but in a zombie apocalypse, not so much.
We have two swords.
We read a story the other day about a guy that didn't get his order at McDonald's, and he attacked the McDonald's with a sword.
That wasn't me.
Exactly, not obsolete.
Well, let me ask you this. What is a talk boy useful for today?
A talk boy.
What is
that?
Is that like a walkie-talkie?
You, sir, just proved yourself wrong.
Is that like the thing where you type it in and then it talks?
Nope. It's from Home Alone 2.
Oh.
Check it out.
There you go.
I wish I knew.
Now you gotta go
it was like
movie.
A cassette recorder and it played back and you could shift the voices.
See, that's good.
That would be useful. I could use it.
Come on, for prank calls.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Love you. He said love you back. We just didn't
probably
hear.
Did. Static.
So let me tell you how old school my family is.
Okay. Yes, I love how that's what it's
I like
into.
That intro. Let me tell you about my family and how stupid we are.
Well, we have a house phone. We have a house phone, a landline in our house, and my mom only will call the landline, the house phone. She will not call cell phones. She will not use cell phones.
Wow.
She's weird. She asked for a CD player for Christmas.
She asked for a CD player?
A CD player.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you tell her that they're like...
She's catching up, man.
The stores pretty much don't carry CDs anymore?
Yeah. I offered her iPod because I have an old iPod, and I offered her that. She's like, no, I want a CD player. And I was
amazing.
Okay. Speaking of obsolete, now this really is obsolete. The Walkman with the shock resistant crap. Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't know if anybody remembers this, but how annoying was it when you were driving down the road and you had your CD player in your car and then you'd go whoa, whoa, over some railroad tracks and you'd be like, I just died in your. Stand night. Sometimes the bump would be so hard it would just start the song over.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one. Railroad tracks.
And that's what she asked for. I was
there
like, okay, mom.
Amazing. You can get a good deal on it, I'm sure. So
ESP shock resistant technology.
Lucky. There you go.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Man.
I remember being jealous of people that had like the super shock resistant.
I had one of those. My Sony Discman.
The funny thing is, some of the files on my iPod, the MP3 files...
are skipping! They skip!
Because when I recorded the CD into my computer, before everything was just so readily available on the cloud, you know, you would record the CD in your computer and then put that on your iPod.
My Soundgarden Super Unknown record. Yeah. I know if it ever comes up in the Genius Mix, I have to skip because it skips!
My Reliant K... one of the CD.
Yeah.
There's a couple of skips in it, and it's funny because if I hear that song, I expect it to skip at a certain, and then it doesn't skip. Like if I hear it anywhere else,
It's amazing.
Funny. It's so funny.
How did that like rip in? That's what makes me crazy. Because that's it. The first time I heard it, I was shocked. And then I went back and looked at the disc and I was like, wow, this is really scratched.
That's a scratched up CD.
But I didn't realize that it would rip into like iTunes skipped.
I always imagined that the files, the way they were encoded onto the CD, like if you scratched it, then it just scratched the file.
Ooh.
There was a trench in there.
Okay. So my Soundgarden has a scar on his face.
Yeah, it does.
It's pretty awesome.
Skyface.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Going through the alphabet.
Let's read some of these.
Of the obsolete.
Stephanie says, digital cameras detached from phones. I have a feeling, aside from professionals, more and more people are just going to use their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Agree. Now, Seth Farmer, old guitar player for Waverly, has actually, he started doing photography as a hobby while we were touring. And now he's like legit.
Right.
And he got a camera recently and it's like this older.
Yeah, it's like Heidi.
And that's when you know you're an actual, like, you can take photographs. You're a photographer because you can use a camera and you can use lighting, you know, to your advantage and you can actually capture something.
Yeah, but I've got a phone and I've got apps that just do lighting for me.
I really like the Heffy filter.
Post.
Heffy. That's my favorite filter.
Smithel says that he has something that's obsolete.
What's that?
Our friendship after the amount of traffic we've been doing this morning.
It's your fault, buddy. We were just trying to make you happy. Kevin says, any Windows XP machine. Kevin, guess what? This computer I'm using is on Windows XP.
Yep.
And it's the worst thing in my life. Literally, this is the worst thing, and I just want to shake it.
Yeah.
Santos Baca says, typewriters. Maybe.
That's actually under T.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's T. You nailed it. Good job.
Dan and Barb Gross have a profile together on Facebook, and they say, in Albuquerque, turn signals. Yes.
For real.
I would say that driving school in Albuquerque has become absolute.
Yeah.
Absolute.
Completely.
Absolute.
Driver's license.
Yeah. Oh, Tim says Blockbuster Video.
Oh, yes. Man. R.I.P. Blockbuster.
Yeah, missed that. Really, any video store.
Yep.
There are some like independent ones here and there.
Mitch and I both used to work at Hollywood Video, so I found like my old name tag and my old pins and stuff, so I brought them into her.
Hollywood
Nostalgia.
Video. Spent hours in the Hollywood Video in Tupelo.
Boom.
Because you would hang out, and for an hour at least, you would go pick out a movie.
And you'd go look at the back of the box.
Yeah, and be like, no, I haven't seen this. You would always pick some movie
nobody wanted
to watch.
The trailer isn't readily available on my cell phone because they haven't been invented yet.
The magic is gone.
Yeah, I know.
Bill Peterson says CDs and DVDs because now we have Blu-ray and streaming from the cloud. Eventually, Blu-rays are going to disappear.
Don't say that.
It's true. It's going to be downloading from the internet.
But I'm old school, at least in that regard. I like having the packaging.
I know.
I still like buying CDs.
I know. With you, man. But it's obsolete.
Ah!
Plus, I mean, I guess if you think about it, like it does, it helps. You're not having to produce those physical materials, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I guess you could make an environmental argument for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're helping out. We're not pumping gas up into the air or whatever, making plastic for the Blu-ray package.
Yeah. Paul in Houston says this list really should be called How to Spot a Hipster.
How to Spot a Hipster. Yeah, the funny thing is Celeste has every one of these things in her office. So weird. Matthew says phone charger cables are soon to be obsolete. People have been working on wireless chargers for phones.
Yep.
Yes, and I will welcome that change.
Me too.
Straight up. Manny Baca, my boy Manny Baca, the Facebook fascinator is what I call him. He says large coffee makers, and I disagree.
Oh, disagree?
Disagree, man. We got a huge coffee maker up in this piece.
Yeah.
We need it. How you think we make it through the day, Manny?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
For realsies.
Josh says Polaroid cameras, and that definitely is a hipster thing.
Yep.
Except now you have Hipstamatic, which is the app that you can use on your phone that looks
that
like a Polaroid
look,
camera.
Yeah. Static.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you guys say about hard copies of, like, DVDs and CDs and stuff, but, I mean, I'm just, I need a hard copy, like, you know, sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Not all the time. Like, you know, if I'm going to go on Netflix and watch, like, Batman from 1966, like, I don't need that on hard copy. But, you know, if it's, like, my favorite, you know, whatever, I want it on a hard copy. Just that way, if it gets, like, lost or deleted or, you know, a hacker tries to take it from my cloud. If I only have a digital copy.
Hackers?
Hackers.
Hackers can take things from my cloud?
Sure, why not? This is the future.
Why are they going to rain on my parade like that?
I don't know. They're hackers.
That was a weather joke.
So, yeah, I mean, hard copies.
Do you get it? The joke was that rain comes out of clouds. So it's, and that's with weather.
Do you know what the weather affects? The traffic.
That's something that I can't weather right now.
Oh,
whether or not you want to hear it.
Gosh. Amazing. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. People. Alphabet of the obsolete.
People hate me.
We were up to L, landline.
We got all the way to L.
M, maps.
Maps. And that makes me sad. But we've talked about it. On tour, one of my favorite things used to be looking at the atlas. But honestly, now I got Google Maps on my phone, and I don't need that atlas.
I love N because last week we were actually hanging out with the Albuquerque Journal, talking to them about this, but N is newspaper.
Dude, I was mean to that girl.
You were mean!
I walked right up to her, and I was like, oh, you work for the Albuquerque Journal. Yeah, and I was like, oh, is this, have you ever heard of the internet? You don't really need this anymore. And she was like, hey! And then the funny thing was, they had like a couple of newspapers, but she was really showing off her iPad.
Yeah.
Because they had the website. You could like flip through the newspaper on the, which is cool. You know, kind of, it's the new school, old school, I guess.
Good old newspapers.
Hey, I want to play a song in the background.
Okay.
I really like this song.
All right. I'm
like,
with you.
I feel like we should hear it.
Ooh. All right. Optical drive was O. This one makes me sad. P. For the alphabet of the obsolete,
yeah.
Privacy.
Yeah, that's definitely obsolete.
Privacy has become so obsolete.
It's difficult now in this day and age. You can't keep anything a secret.
Yeah.
I got tons of secrets.
Privacy.
I keep them in this chamber.
Speaking of, the Q is dedicated to this show, Team Awesome Morning Party.
Quality.
Quality has become obsolete.
Here we believe it's definitely quantity over quality. We like to do traffic every 10 minutes.
We just
make
like
you
to
people,
ramble and talk.
We like to make you really upset.
Even when there's not really a topic.
Why not, right?
I mean, that's how we do.
Hey, did you say optical drive?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, it's on the list.
I'm a gamer. I run optical drive on my computer all day long. I ain't going to solid state for a while.
Hey, man, your computer's obsolete.
No!
Yeah, dude.
Sorry, man.
Okay. Love you.
I guess I'll leave.
You can do it. I believe in you. 505-338-3700.
Let's see if we got any more. Bernadette says she has a landline because she lives in the boonies and has bad cell phone service.
Yes.
Soon, I think that's going to disappear. I feel like cell phone service is just going to go foonk.
Maybe.
Across the world.
I don't know,
Why can't it? I mean,
it
honestly.
Should.
It
should. They boast it on commercials all day long.
Like,
service,
hey, look at this map.
Whatever.
This map is mostly red. This map is kind of spotty orange. This map is purple in one place. And then this one has some green on it somewhere, but it's all out in the ocean, so who cares? you've seen that commercial. It's like, what is that? Is that a work of art? That's a map of the United States. You,
best
sir,
coverage.
Are a patriot. Here's a discount. Stephanie says, no, wait, I already read hers. Digital cameras.
Yeah.
Digital cameras are slowly becoming a thing of the past.
How about this one? This one, I don't think this is becoming obsolete. I can't remember the last time I saw one of these. R is for Rolodex.
Pretty sure Steber's got one of those.
Yeah. I completely disagree with the S.
What is that?
Stereo.
Dude.
Stereo will never be obsolete.
A boombox can change the world.
We were rocking a boombox on Friday.
Yeah, we were. We took it. We listened to it at least one time, and then the batteries ran out. And we were like, well, that's okay. We can just use our phones.
Truth. That really happened. That was really sad, and it happened. However. Car stereos.
Car stereo.
Come on. Stereo's not going
to
be obsolete.
How else are you going to listen to this show?
Exactly.
You can't run the
app.
Well, but the data charges are crazy.
That's true.
Unless you have the red map. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Hey, Connor says flip phones.
Oh, man.
Okay, wait. What is the show that we watch and they always have flip phones?
Yes. There's a few. Breaking Bad had flip phones. But no. What there's a show
watching?
We're watching now. Sons.
Sons.
They
Sons of Anarchy. They all have flip phones.
Yeah, I know.
We're watching the current season. 2013. Flip phone. What?
You're right. They all have flip phones. They're pulling out like the T9 trying to text.
Yeah.
I'm like,
the other day, Chibs had a TI-82 trying to do some math. I hope Chrissy's listening. Something just funny. K Kenneth says cash. Straight up.
Yeah.
Not if you go by the gold standard, my friend. The gold. Stocks and brokers market go up and down all the time. Gold never loses its value.
Oh, man.
Gold's been part of the rich and famous lifestyle since the beginning of time.
Amazing.
Ever since the Illuminati got together with the aliens and they decided gold was going to be it, man. So what they did is they sold it all to Jay-Z. And now Jay-Z and Beyonce have all the gold in America. And they're keeping it under New York in the sewer. And what they've been doing since the 20s is circulating rumors about alligators. Because you see, they're not real people. They're actually lizard people. Descended from the aliens of old. Pretty cool. Illuminati. And that's been your Conspiracy Minute with Mateo.
See,
brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
I don't want to do CrossFit in the new year with you, and I feel like I don't have to because I have abs of steel.
Abs of steel.
I can't breathe half the time on this show,
I
man.
I know, I'm sorry.
Love it.
And that's not just when I'm choking you. Okay, we're going to you, and I really thought that said underwear.
Underage? What is...
I thought it said underwear. Like, wait, is there a new option for me? Is there something else? Some other weird, crazy thing I don't even know about?
Yeah. Underage. What? I
don't get that.
I don't either.
Oh, wait. Maybe it's saying that slowly, because of the internet and the loss of privacy, and really the relativization
mm-hmm.
of truth
mm-hmm.
and law,
mm-hmm.
We don't have underage anymore.
I feel like you're going to have to still be 21 to purchase alcohol and legally, 18 to like buy smokes. And,
legally. But yeah. Then when's the last time you saw a Miley Cyrus video?
Yeah, it's true.
They can't stop.
That's true.
And they won't stop because they're all underage.
Oh, man. V is for VHS. W is for wristwatch, although I feel like that stupid Samsung thing is kind of bringing it back.
I feel like they had a cool commercial and that's about it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I don't want that one in particular, but because Joey's got a different one from some other company that works with his iPhone.
That was the first one.
That was cool,
the one that got kickstarted.
Man.
That was like the...
Those things are cool.
Man, that...
I grew up watching Dick Tracy.
That would happen. You know, like somebody would have an awesome idea. It would get kickstarted. It would be awesome. It would take them too long to put it together and push it out because
and
it's an individual. And then a
corporation
would be like, oh, that was successful. Make them tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go speak to Jay-Z about my gold and the reptile people. I'm going to call him on my landline. Where's my Rolodex? Call Celeste. I need a Polaroid camera and a cassette player. Hurry. Arthur says corded house phones. You want to take a look at traffic? It is 48 minutes after the hour, and it looks like we have an accident at Goff and Sunset. Also an accident at I-40 and Eubank, as well as construction on I-25 and Paseo. A lot of congestion out there. Be careful. Don't text and drive.
Hey, the good news is this is our final week before vacay. Week of Christmas, we're both going to be gone. It'll be a week of best ofs. Guess what? Next Monday, you get to hear this whole show in its entirety.
Yep, we're going to do this one again.
I'm telling
you. We're having so much fun. Why not do it again?
So, happy December 16th and also the 23rd.
Yep.
Welcome.
Hang on.
To the 23rd.
I want to play another song.
We're going to take a quick break.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to take a break. I'm Steve-O.
We got to take a break.
Let's take a break. I don't want to talk all day.
That's before the top of the hour.
Maybe I have a little too much. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe I was hanging out with Jay-Z, and he was like, hey, man, and you come down here and rap top people. I was like, no, man. I don't believe in Anunnaki. I don't believe in Anunnaki. He's like, man, you're going to burn the mountains. You see him?
You sound like J.D.
Huh? Hey, man, it's me, J.D.
There you go.
Man.
Wow, you do a really good J.D. impression. If you missed our friend J.D., he actually called on Friday.
He calls in every once in a while.
I love that guy.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back.
Quick break. Right back. We still got to finish up the alphabet of the obsolete. You can get your obsolete inventions or everyday products up at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Lada.
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Name awesome morning partner.
Right now. Hey, we got to hit traffic.
We do. It's 9:15. We hit it at the 15 to 45.
We better do it.
Whatnots.
Something is crazy right now.
Oh, man. What happened? Oh, wow. That's serious.
We better look at it.
Okay.
So, aside from the construction at I-25 in Paseo, it looks like the accidents at Eubank and at Goff have been cleared off. There were two separate ones. But we have this thing right here. An accident, I-25 north at Tramway/Roy Road. This happened at 9 o'clock, and it is crazy backed up.
I-25 north is red.
It is red.
5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Is the speed limit.
Woo!
That's how fast cars are going right
wow,
there.
Wow, be careful. There's a huge accident, I guess. That's a lot of red right there.
Yeah.
Let's zoom out a little bit. Boom. All the way until
Bernalillo.
Avenido Bernalillo.
Dang.
This is Tramway?
Yeah.
From Tramway to Avenido Bernalillo. 5 mile per hour traffic, I-25 north. Be careful.
Yeah, be very careful.
There you go. That was a very detailed traffic report.
Traffic's brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Our coffee shop.
Coffee shop.
Roast their own beans.
Oh, yeah.
Rock their own stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Muffins from scratch.
Muffins from scratch.
And whatnots.
They literally scratch the table and muffins happen.
Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Talking about things that are obsolete. Phone call.
Phone call.
Static.
I just wanted to say, for those of us sitting in this mess, we wish it was 5 miles an hour.
Oh, are you in the mess right now?
It is a parking lot up in here.
What happened?
I have no idea. I can't even see it.
Okay.
Can't even see
it. We know there was an accident.
Yeah, there's definitely an accident.
Yeah.
But, wow. Yeah, it's more like stop, then go a little bit.
Ugh.
Then mostly stop.
Okay.
Sorry.
Pretty much just stop.
I'll tell you what it sounds like to me. It sounds like a bunch of malarkey.
I agree. I'm with you.
Yeah.
At least you get to hear us on the radio, though, right?
For sure. For sure. I just wish I had a barbecue grill on my hitch now.
That doesn't make
a tailgate party up in here.
Makes zero sense.
That would be amazing.
Sir, it is 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, it's never too early for barbecue. I would be
right
so
on.
Down. I would barbecue with you.
Hey, I'll barbecue
it's
with
12
you.
12 o'clock somewhere.
Amen.
You can be my barbecue-tie.
Right.
Look out.
Only for you, Mateo.
Yes, sir.
Only for you, buddy.
This just got weird,
no,
man.
No, man, it's cool, man.
Oh. Thanks for the
you
call.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
All right.
There's a barbecue place in Nashville called Barbecue-tie.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Dave loves it.
I like that name.
Mr. Dave Stovall, he loves it.
Nicely done. Talking about things that have become obsolete, we found an alphabet of the obsolete, so we asked the question of the day. What are some everyday items that used to be useful that you have since...
Hey, totes agree with Tony on this.
Totes!
P is for payphones. A payphone is a relic of the past. Are there really active payphones? There's one over there by that Bank of America over there.
There
the
is?
Starbucks. Yeah, it's a little... It looks British.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
and
the old school.
Just remembered something. In the UK world at Epcot, where I'm going to be tonight.
Yeah.
Disney World... There are telephones in, like, the British telephone booths, the
That's
red
cool.
ones with the glass, and you can actually call people. And somewhere there's a number, and I'm going to call people from my cell phone. And they're going to answer it. I'm going to say, I'm going to make up emergency situations.
That would be awesome.
They're going to answer it. I'm going to say, don't turn around.
Please, I wish there was a way you could record those.
I will.
Okay.
I got my people on it.
I know this week you're going to be gone in Disney World, and Mitch is going to be helping me with the morning show. Please don't call in.
Why?
Just make me sad.
Hey, she's going to do an okay job.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you being at Disney World and I'm stuck here in New Mexico where it's cold.
I guess I took that in a completely different direction. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, self.
I saw you packing yesterday and it was like tank top city.
Man,
and I'm just like,
When I pack, it's the lamest thing.
Yeah.
Because I go overkill.
Yeah.
Straight up. Like, I have... You know, like, so many... I have, like, 3 pairs of pants I think I'm taking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, wait, I'm going to Florida. I better take a couple pairs of shorts and my swimsuit. So I packed that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, I'm going to wear my... I have to take clothes for the House of Heroes show. Mm-hmm. I got to take clothes for Columbus. But anyway,
I packed a ton of t-shirts, and I told you this morning.
Yep.
The bag was basically full, and I wasn't even to, like, my socks yet.
Gosh.
And I said, man, this is stupid. I'm going to Disney World. It doesn't matter. I'm going to be hot and sweaty. I'm just going to want to wear tank tops all day long. So I threw out most of the t-shirts. Like, literally, I threw them out the window and burned them.
Said goodbye.
I said, hey, you old t-shirts, you are fashionable, but I don't need you for Disney World. So I burned them. I didn't burn them. I just put them in the little tote. But anyway, yeah, so it's mostly just tank top city and then shorts, pants, and then I have like some long, I took a couple sweaters for Columbus, Ohio, because it's going to be cold. Oh, it's
going to
be cold.
I have no sympathy for you. You're going to Disney World for Christmas.
I'm
going to
call you when I'm riding It's a Small World.
Ugh.
Hey, by the way, if you're a criminal out there, I want to give you...
Speaking of obsolete.
I want to give you the master plan.
Okay.
If there is some way, and it's probably true at Disneyland too, if you could get into either It's a Small World at Disneyland or Disney World and find a way to drain that place, collect all the change out from the creek that you're floating around on,
gross,
and then put the water back up. Do you know how rich you would be?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Rich in germs.
That's
you
fine.
You would probably die.
I'll take those germs all the way to the bank. Straight up. Because that's so much. There is so much money just at the bottom of the nasty waterway.
Mm-mm.
Can you? Ugh, what if you had to drink that water? Do you know what people do on Disney rides? They try to do things that you should never do.
Oh, I know.
On a public ride.
I have friends that work at
Disney,
Disneyland.
They catch them.
Yeah, they do.
Because there's cameras
there's
everywhere.
Cameras everywhere.
And they will stop the ride, and they'll be like, hang on, we're going to stop the ride for a moment. They'll come out with a flash and be like, hey.
Stop it.
Family environment,
yeah.
Idiot. This is not what we meant by Pirates of the Caribbean, you dummy.
Hey, when you go to the Haunted Mansion, will you call me?
Absolutely.
When the guy's talking?
I'll take a picture. Oh my gosh, I'll call you and just put it on speakerphone and be like, ride it with me. And then at the end, when you go in and the ghosts pop up on your head, I'll hold my cell phone up in the middle.
Oh, do, and then we'll take a photo together.
I should FaceTime you. I'll FaceTime you on the ride, and then you'll be smiling. Ah, and then the ghost will go, poof. That would be awesome.
Favorite ride?
Steve-O and Mateo. At Disney World. Mateo only present.
Can you pretend like I'm your cousin or something so that you won't get in trouble?
About, this is my cousin, y'all.
This is his favorite ride.
This is his favorite ride. He can't move.
He couldn't make the trip because, I don't know, make up something. Make it seem awesome.
You know what I'll do? I'll say you were the guy in that truck with that rich kid. That
stop it right now.
Well, they'll let you ride.
No,
No. No, man.
No,
man. Coming up, we got a little Arcade Fire reflector. I'm going to reflect on my life. Think about everything I've done wrong and try to fix it mentally. Just going to live in some what-ifs for a little while and try to drag myself out of depression at the end of it. We'll see how it goes.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
I'll keep you updated. Everybody, let's go to the sports game. See what's going on. Go to concession stand. Get some popcorn. Maybe hot chocolate if it's cold outside. Sports.
The New Mexico Lobos actually taking on New Mexico State tomorrow night.
Sports.
You're not going to be here.
Nope, I'm out.
We have got to take you to a Lobo game.
They want to take me to the pit. And I said, nope.
I'm telling you, man, you got to experience the pit.
You got to experience it.
I do. You'll be at Disney World, so what you'll be doing is a little cooler, but...
I'll be experiencing the pit that's featured on the Indiana Jones stage show.
Ah, nicely done.
Because, see, in Disneyland, it's a ride, but Disney World, it's a stage show.
Ugh!
Yeah, it's cool.
No!
It's a great... They pick people out of the audience, and you can be in Indiana
but
Jones.
But you don't... There's no ride?
No.
Ugh!
Yeah, think about it.
Disneyland.
Is there a rockin' roller coaster in Disneyland?
It's called Space Mountain.
Is there a rockin' roller coaster featuring Aerosmith?
No.
Yeah. There's a whole ride dedicated to Aerosmith.
Wow.
Is there an Everest?
Is it like the Matterhorn?
Oh, we don't have a Matterhorn either. There's not a Matterhorn ride.
And come on.
It's a Disneyland original.
Where else are you going to go where you can get your neck, ugh.
Jostled?
Yes.
Space
Dude,
Mountain.
The Matterhorn hurts. It's painful. It's like a car accident. You
it's
walk off that ride like,
You know, it's the first ride. That was the first ride.
I'm not a super fan of that ride.
And they were going to build one in Disney World, but they decided not to.
Yeah.
Did you know that Space Mountain in Disneyland is a, it's like a, you can sit beside each other, like two-seater.
Okay.
Six people total, or four people total.
Yeah.
Disney World, there's no music, and it's like a tube. And so there's three people total.
Blech.
And you sit like, it's like a luge. It's kind of like the Matterhorn, I think.
No!
But it's also crazy, like jostle you like crazy.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but I want to say they were building a Matterhorn in Disney World and it wasn't working and it's Space Mountain. Is Matterhorn like a luge?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Huh.
There it is. We just discovered a mystery and solved it.
We did.
Mysteries.
It is Monday.
Yes, it is.
December 16th, your final day until, well,
The end of time.
Until the end of the year.
It's Mystery Monday, and we've been talking a little bit about how Jay-Z's in the Illuminati.
Yes.
Also talking about foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
The governments that are in other countries trying to take over
America
through terrorism. And we've also been talking about the infiltration of the Antichrist into modern-day church.
Gosh.
So if you're interested in those topics, call in right now. And let's hear your theories.
People are going to go download the podcast and be so confused.
Good.
I found a list of the hot topics of the day.
Hot topic!
This is the hot list made up of topics that everybody is talking about on the Twitters.
On them Twitters!
On the Yahoos. On the Googles.
Hey!
What do you think the number one topic is right now that people are talking about?
Let me think. Christmas.
Let me give you a hint. Christmas.
Kevin McAllister.
Whoa.
What do you think the number two topic is? Let me give you a hint.
Christmas.
Parties.
Christmas parties.
Whoa.
Work parties.
Oh, that's actually number three. Sorry, my bad.
What's number two?
Number two is Christmas shopping.
Christmas shopping.
Does that count? Shouldn't that all just be lumped together?
You would think so. You don't go, well, no, but you go Christmas shopping at other times in the year.
That's true.
You don't have Christmas office parties in other times of the year unless it's like an ironic party in July.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Christmas in July, work party, casual Friday.
Can we do that for my birthday?
Can we do that for every day?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll watch Elf.
We'll wear sweaters and scarves and toboggans during the middle of summer here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Die.
Yeah, we'll do that.
At least it's not Phoenix.
We were talking about a list of obsolete items. If you would like to chime in, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Some everyday inventions that, sadly, due to technology or just the year 2013, have now become obsolete.
Obsolete.
What we got on the internet.
TJ says cowboy Super Bowls.
Oh, snap. Obsolete.
A lot of people would tend to agree, especially after last night.
The funny thing is I was expecting other people to talk trash to TJ after that first half when it was... What was it, 26-3?
Yeah.
Yeah. But good job there, Packers.
My buddy Jeremiah says something that's obsolete to him is taking showers and looking presentable for public. He just quit caring.
Oh, gosh. No, that's not obsolete, Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, this answers a lot of questions. A lot of them.
Man, there's so many jokes bubbling up that are just gone now.
Many bubbles.
Yeah, too many.
Too many bubbles. Let's see if we have... We have a ton of feedback, but... Oh! Han says, no wonder Jay-Z and his wife have a golden toilet. It's because it was given to them by the lizard race. The ancient aliens that came down and genetically engineered humanity. It's mentioned in the book of Genesis. Maybe you'll see it. I don't know.
This is true. This is true. Amazing.
What is truth? I'll tell you what it's not. It's not my film career.
Speaking of obsolete, Nick Cage, Alphabet of the Obsolete, Nick Cage was not in.
It's high praise.
That went to newspaper.
Yeah.
Z for zip code? I don't understand how zip codes are becoming obsolete.
Wait a second. You definitely have to have zip
code. You have to have a zip code. That's not obsolete.
You know what this is? Somebody's mapping stuff on Google and they're like, hey, I never have to type in the zip code.
Or maybe they just got to Z and were like, crap.
Z.
Zebra cakes. Those will never be obsolete.
Zippers?
Nope. Gotta have a zipper.
I mean, now they have that jacket that zips itself.
Zorro.
Never obsolete. Antonio Banderas is awesome.
We always need a hero.
Catherine Zeta-Jones? Awesome.
Z.
Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Zurich
from Germany.
Right. Kind of need that.
It's a city.
Yeah.
I don't know if that can be considered obsolete. Zaxxon,
the video game.
No, I'm talking about the enemy. The bad guy. Is he in Batman?
What?
Zax?
Oh, you mean Zaz?
Zaz.
Zaz, the dude that the cuts? Yeah.
He could be obsolete. He could be. But they don't know him.
No.
I didn't even know his name.
No.
Zebras, in general.
They can't be obsolete.
Don't tell PETA.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't mean PETA Malark. I mean PETA. People for
remember
the ethical
the
treatment of animals.
Zero candy bars? Those were like my favorite.
Those are obsolete.
No!
Yes, those
the
are gross.
The white chocolate?
Yeah, they're gross.
Nougat-y center?
They were, hey, call in right now if you think zero bars were gross.
They were not gross.
Call
they were,
in.
They were fantastic. Static.
Dude, I think I have two things that are obsolete. One of them's roadmaps. Like the actual roadmaps.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you can just Google Map everything.
True. And then two,
what I actually was finding difficult to find was CDs.
Yeah.
Like they don't really make any more like new. I mean, yes, a new album comes out for CDs, but everybody's iTuning it or everyone's downloading everything. Like CDs are becoming obsolete.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, you are on the ball this morning.
Yep.
hey, listen.
Truth.
What happens when you run out of service?
You need a map.
You gonna Google that?
That's what I'm saying. It's like I can't find like in my. You know how you used to go into your local gas stations, right?
Yeah.
And you could find a map everywhere. A lot of gas stations they don't have maps anymore.
It's crazy, Tom.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Thanks for the call.
See you, bud.
Static.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo, 00 candy bars are good. I agree with Zero.
What
I
is
like
your
them.
Name?
My name is Mark, the bus rider.
Mark, why would you call in and disagree with me? We are friends.
I mean, I agree that you're wrong.
Yeah, no, that's not agreeing with me.
I agree.
This is a world of relativistic truth.
Agree to disagree.
I'm not wrong.
Agree to disagree.
I'm just riding my own way, Mark. And you're riding your own way in the bus.
Oh, man. Bus rider Mark.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Bye, Mateo.
Bye, buddy.
Static.
Zero bars are gross.
Thank you, friend. What's your name?
Hey, whoa.
What's your name?
This is Calvin from Hobbs.
Calvin?
Whatever. He's a liar. His name isn't even really Calvin, and he's not from Hobbs.
Lucas?
His argument
this
is
not valid. Calvin from Hobbs.
This is my friend that agrees with me.
Yes.
His name is Luke.
Fighting words, man. Fighting
These
words
are
right
not
there.
Fighting words.
Thanks, Calvin from Hobbs.
Love you.
Not Calvin nor from Hobbs. So
he made up a character name.
That's who's on your side.
My name is Mateo, and it's spelled wrong.
Bus rider
that's
Mark,
a character
who
name.
Is environmentally friendly and rides the bus for environmental protection.
When he's not driving his car.
For the EPA.
You think he takes his girl on dates in the bus?
Yep.
Oh, you can have him on your team, man. you got that. I'll take Calvin from Hobbs any day.
Oh, Mateo, I'm very sad is to play time? Music.
Don't do this.
I have to.
Don't do this. Wait, We could stretch this out for like 5 more minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just okay. Let me ramble. Okay, so anyway, back to the lizard people. What we got going on is this ancient race called the Anunnaki. They swing around on Planet X every 5,000 years. And what they did, they're super advanced, okay? They got a longer lifespan because think about it. A year to them, that's 5,000 years to us, okay? So anyway, they come around the other side of the sun, out of the Oort cloud, and then they come back. And then they come down to humanity, and they're like, hey, what we need is some people to do our stuff, and we don't have anybody. So let's take all these things here, and let's genetically engineer them into people. And so they did. And so then people started springing up, and then people were like, hey, quit. I am sentient now. And you have got me doing a bunch of crap that I don't want to do because now I realize what I'm doing. So the Anunnaki were like, dang it, they figured it out. So they split into two factions. And you have this one brother named El and this other brother named, like, Enki. And then Enki was a scientist and El was more of like a warrior guy. And they one was in South America and one was in modern-day Mesopotamia. Well, it's not modern-day, but then it was Mesopotamia. So then, they're over there, and then they get in battles, and that's where all these people come from, and then that's how the world got populated, evolution. It's in Genesis.
You know what will never be obsolete?
What's that? Me?
Creativity and imagination.
I got tons
Brilliant!
Of
Brilliant!
I got creativity for days! Listen to this. I just made that
man.
Sound. Creativeness.
That's it for us. If you missed any part of the show, you can podcast it at mystaticradio.com. Sadly, signing out.
Goodbye.
As Team Awesome Morning Party for the next 2 weeks.
I'm going to call in from Disney World every once in a while.
Steve-O and Mitch taking over the airwaves the rest of this week.
For the next few days, and then you, sir, are going on vacation yourself.
Yeah, you're gone. I'm taking a break.
Yeah.
So Christmas week, we'll be gone with some best ofs, but some of our favorite moments.
It's going to be good.
Together. So it's going to be great. Some of our favorite moments of 2013.
Woohoo!
So we gear up for the new year. So keep it locked to My Static Radio for all of that goodness.
I'll be coming back in town for your party.
Man, it's good times. And
it's going to be fun.
All right, that's it for us. Mitch is up next. We'll see you guys again mañana for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye. You know, we could do traffic again.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Let's do it.
Go out on a high note.
Let's just do one more.
Traffic.
It is going to take it 10 minutes to load. We didn't think about that. SigAlert.com. Help us out. Anyway, we got the construction I-25 in Paseo. You know about it. Be careful. Don't be an idiot. Also, we have the accident. Two right lanes are blocked. I-25 north at Tramway/Roy Road. We heard from our boy who wanted to have a grill out in the middle of the highway because traffic is crawling. Literally.
Dead stop.
Dead stop. Be careful. That's your final look at traffic for Monday, December 16th in the year of our Lord 2013.
Booyah.
Yeah. Now let's play the outro music.
Team Awesome Morning Party signing off. Again.
I just don't want to. I feel like you people really want to hear another rant about the Anunnaki.
40 seconds. The Anunnaki.
The Anunnaki. It's aliens.
Are they amphibians?
Have you ever seen Prometheus?
Yes.
It's kind of that thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's
totally different.
It's awesome. And then it goes, you know, you can tie it into Hollow Earth theory.
It's pretty great.
And just craziness, man. Craziness.
Good times.
But if you're going to go digging, take a flashlight, because you're going to be going into some dark places. And we all know that when you're in the dark, if you don't have a light, you can get lost and trapped and eaten by a snake.
Boom.
So don't do that.
Gospel.
Yeah, that sort of was. The light being the light of the word of the Lord, featuring Jesus Christ, co-starring Peter, Paul, and Mary. All right, we're going to go.
Team Awesome Party.
Goodbye.